You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No!
What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how the host does, you motherfucker.
Come on, do you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life? You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on Riotcast.com.
There he is. Rest in peace. The greatest of all time. Right there. Don Rickles. Don Rickles. If you're a comic and you didn't spend the weekend watching YouTube videos of Don Rickles, you're not a comic.
Yeah.
You don't have a funny fucking bone in your body. He is the funniest of all time. Every show he was on,
Johnny Carson was my favorite.
Johnny Carson, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other talk show host? What's his name? Somebody help me. All right, you know what? I need another
comic. Not Phil Donahue?
No, not Phil Donahue. I said I fucked you up with Phil Donahue.
Yeah.
I'm a moron, not Phil Donahue.
Maury Povich.
What's his name? He's the guy who owns all the shows. Came up with all the shows. You remember that?
Oh, my God.
Come on. Somebody. Fucking, what's the guy? Put Don Rickles. Merv Griffin, you fucking cunt.
Merv, okay.
It's weird because everybody forgets about Merv Griffin.
Yeah.
But Merv Griffin was one of the biggest guys in Hollywood ever.
Yeah.
I mean, huge. And there was one with Mr. T, Merv Griffin, and Don Rickles. It was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Merv was trying to be funny. Merv was trying to get Mr. T mad at Don Rickles. Right? Oh, fucking Rob Sprance.
Oh, Rob.
Oh, my God.
The co-founder.
Oh.
The co-founder of Riotcast. He is actually the CEO, co-founder. I'm the president and co-founder. Rob Sprance, you're on the YKWD Right at the Beat. What's up, Rob?
What's going on? Wow, it's official. I like it.
Rob, you're the CEO to my heart.
What is she squawking about? I can't hear.
She's trying to kiss your ass. She's trying to get in with you now. What's up? What's going on? You're fucking. I'm doing a tribute to Don Rickles, and you called. What's up? That's how much I love you.
I appreciate that, but this is nothing I can repeat on the air because there's many big things happening at Riotcast that these guys can't even comprehend. So
big
we can't
things.
Have a conversation now.
Oh my God! Speaking of big things,
big things,
big things, we have. The number one show on iTunes today on Riotcast.
We do.
The man, Chipperson, podcast.
Podcast.
What's that?
What did we do? We have the Chipperson podcast. It's number one on iTunes. It did, thousands, thousands and thousands. We are in recording, are we?
Not recording.
Oh my God. God. But you're recording over here, right?
Yeah, we got it.
Oh my God. All right, we're not even recording. Now we're recording. I hit fucking play because I'm a moron. You got the sound, right?
Yeah, Rob, I got sound, baby.
You're going to have to get the sound
Rob,
off
I'll
of the video because dumb
great,
Bobby.
Great.
Can
I got you. I got you, baby.
You got me? All right, as a sound guy, an audio guy, can you make sure that I hit that button from now on?
Sure.
What a mook.
That'll be my new job.
I literally have one job on this whole fucking show. I've set it up so I can walk in and push a button, which you don't even need me to push. You can just record the video. You don't even need it. It's like a backup, and I can't even do that, Rob. Fucking goddamn.
You get too big for your own good, man. You get too big for your own good. Too many staff.
Was that a fat joke? What was that?
I think it was a
fat joke. No, that wasn't a fat joke, but I'll add that in as well.
All right. Well, so you can't say anything, but we have the number. Chip Chipperson has the number one podcast on iTunes. Thousands and thousands. I mean, the biggest show ever to hit
the
network.
He had the president on his first episode.
Yeah,
he
had without a doubt.
His best freaking friend.
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
We're very proud, and there's more stuff to come. Correct, Rob?
Yeah, I'm trying to get Hammer Fisting Podcast if I can. I'm working some channels.
I gotta go. Well, you want? What do you want? Podcast wars? All right, buddy. So I'll talk to you later. Then you got nothing, right?
Bye, Rob. I'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Bye. Well, as the CEO, that was really, he added nothing to my show. I was really, really pulling that along, wasn't I?
As he says, he's a host, not a comic.
Oh, my God. Anyways, yes, I just want to say the Chip Chipperson part of the cast is number one. And if you listen to my show, this show is 22 minutes, 15 to 20 something minutes. Mm-hmm. It's the fastest, greatest show you'll ever listen to. I hate Chip Chipperson. Hate him with fucking 95 A's. Hate him. My son loves him.
Why are you scaring me? I don't like that sound.
My son loves him. My son... I put this is how fucked
you
that
put it
was.
It on?
I put it on in the car coming home from Mohegan Sun's this weekend, and he goes, "That's Chippa."
Oh my
and he
God.
He went, I was so
oh
mad.
My God.
My wife loves him. I caught my wife listening to the podcast.
Stop, Don. I love Don.
So there you go. iTunes, riotcast.com. Video's going up. He actually has my fucking AAA team. Is on his show.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got this other thing right here, which I want to talk about. Right? What was that? Outside.
Outside.
I thought that was Lauren's box. Can we talk about this? Can we? Right now, too, if you go to riotcast.com, go to the store, merch table, or you can go to my Instagram, the link's up there, Facebook, Twitter. We got these brand new hoodies in. This is the darkest black you get. This is called Space Dark Jupiter Black. You can't get this black. This black doesn't exist.
This is the blackest black.
It's called black on black on black.
Black on black.
Yeah. Even black guys are like, that's black. Can I say that without being in trouble?
You can say it. It's fact.
This is the new True Story Tour hoodie. It's available right now on merch table at Riotcast, or you can go to my Instagram, any of that, and click on the link. It's up there, and get yourself one of these awesome hoodies. It's a summer hoodie, so don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the summer, the cold, chilly nights sometimes, you know?
By the fire?
Well, you know, you're smoking outside, you want to put a little hoodie on, you're on the plane, it's a good plane hoodie, traveling. You know, it's a great little hoodie. It's thin, thin, thin. For the summer. I got it for the summer. It's a summer hoodie. So make sure you go and check that out. All right. We got a great show today, man.
Yeah.
Like I said, we got the regulators. We got the regulars on. We got one of them here, right? Let's bring them up. I want to tell you, because I want to talk about Don Rickles. And then if we could bring up that clip with him and Merv Griffin, would be awesome. Have it ready to go. Don Rickles, I mean, was the funniest guy walking. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit. Because, you know, his Comedians in Cars with Jerry Seinfeld, Jerry said it the best. You do it the hard way. We do it. We know it's going to work.
Yeah.
You go up there and just are funny.
Yeah.
You're being funny. You're up there just being funny.
Yeah.
Because if someone else said it your way, it wouldn't be funny. Mm-hmm. If someone else did what he did, it wouldn't be funny. It's because of the way he says it and who's saying it.
I heard like a little chip in there.
Let me shut that off a little bit, my fucking
yeah,
Jason. It's what's that? He's just amazing. You know, he's just amazing. That's all I did all weekend was watch clips of him. And a lot of his stuff he, you know, did, you know. Again, the joke with his wife's jewelry is, you know, his leg shoots straight out.
Yeah.
you know, but he did them in different, it's weird. I can't, it's okay when he did it the same way.
Kind of like Joan Rivers.
Yeah. I mean, look, Joan wrote new shit all the time and she kind of had a thing, but, you know, it was good. It was good. Someone's here right now. Who's here? There he is. There he is. Dan Soda.
Hi.
Don't leave that blank screen.
You look like almost like a Lou Pearlman type. Like you have like sexy boy band, like you have pop stars surrounding you. You look like a pop producer. It's a pretty good first one. Here, they would tickle.
There you go.
That's not a bomb bandana. They're both laughing.
They're laughing because they're afraid of your fucking success.
Afraid?
Oh, you're an ass kisser.
Can you? First of all,
let's just say this, my friend.
I just want to say hi.
Hi, buddy.
Hey.
I want to say this. I love Billions.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's a good show.
How?
My wife likes it.
Really? Dawn gives it a stamp of approval.
Loves it. Okay.
Good, because in the last episode, no, I don't want to. I could blow it.
Buddy, you blow it, I'll fucking jump across this table.
I lied to you, too. You don't know what's going to happen.
Good.
Yeah. Can I get a little more juice in my headphones?
Yeah, you can have whatever you want, because you're a superstar on one of my favorite shows.
Not really. I'm really good at getting yelled
at. How's that? Right there?
A little bit more. No.
How about that?
Oh, yeah. A little bit less, because I know Lewis is going to yell. And there it is.
Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Perfect.
On 8. Yeah, dude. Great show. Love it.
Heating up. What is it? 3 episodes left?
That's what bums me out. It takes so long to come back.
Yeah, I mean, we're not starting, from what I've heard, for a while.
What a show.
If I'm even back, bro. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, if you're coming back, they love you.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Well, they replaced you with a better character.
Hey.
Well, not better.
I have been layering my character. Vecchione, I watch it with Vecchione, and he always does this thing where he does like a shitty inside the actor's studio after. And he'll just turn it off, and I'll go, where did you go in that scene?
Well,
he just lets me say pretentious actor shit.
Well, last week you went to
a strip club.
You went to a strip club.
Oh, boy. That was a fun 7 hours of shooting.
High-end strip club.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like, apparently it's based on a real place that these like Wall Street guys go to, where they're like, have cocktails upstairs, and then it's like, anything goes downstairs.
But these girls aren't regular girls. They're actually girls who are going to school and med school.
They
need just smoking hot chicks who are, you know, really intelligent. They just need a lot of money to go to school and pay for shit.
Yeah, it basically is like... it's like that kind of money where they're like, how much money would it take for you to strip? And a girl's like, I don't know, 9 G's a night. And they're like, okay, you want 9 G's? It's a bunch of like businessmen.
Yeah, like it would take you, what, 40 bucks?
Yeah, 30.
30. Maybe. 30 bucks we get a strip right now. Well, I got 10.
I'll do it.
You get 20?
Let me go run downstairs. There's an ATM somewhere. It's right next to Mamoon's. Mamoon's.
Come in for meat.
There was
what?
That was easily the coolest thing. I couldn't keep it together, really, because it was all.
How many girls were there?
There were like 30.
How do you even sit?
But they were mostly casted, so they're like real hot. There were a couple ones that I felt real bad for. This one girl, she was like kind of in the main group where she was going to get naked with like where David Costable and I were and the guys that were playing like the brokers.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're like, can we have you back over here? And then they brought in a hotter girl. I'm like, oh, that's Hollywood. That's what Hollywood is. They're like,
can you get the girl with the mole on her thigh? Yeah, I need her out of the
show.
And
then they'd be like, and action. And all the robes would drop. And I'd be like, she's like looking around like, I said, titties. Yeah. Get in, roll. Just look forward. Drink fake alcohol. They gave me fake alcohol and a bunch of naked women around me.
Buddy, they're not going to give you real booze. You'd be sucking a tit by shot 9.
I'm like, I'm going to pull my dick out. Is that cool? Let's do a weird take.
And cut. Dan, take the tit out of your mouth.
Dan, you're getting aggressive with some of the girls.
Yeah, you're not supposed to shake their titties.
Yeah, look at that dumper.
What if the girl was like, just grab my tit? I want to be on TV. Grab my tit. I want to say 5 words so I can get money.
She goes, bite my nipple. What? Bite my nipple. Why?
And you bite it, and she goes, hey, don't do that. That's crazy. Exactly 5 words, so they get a pair of $700.
She goes, and that SAG minimum? Count it.
That's over 5. Over 5.
They go, cut. And she goes, did you get that? Like the director? Did you get it? Good. We're good. No, it was super.
You got yelled at, though.
Yeah, I got yelled at again.
You got yelled at again.
I'm real good at because
you're fucking up. Here's the deal. What you did was is you had a heart.
Yeah.
And you let that he, she, what do they call her?
They.
They.
Yeah.
That's her pronoun, they.
That's their, yeah.
Now, what's her name on the show?
Taylor.
Taylor,
yeah.
Who is fucking amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what she, he, they are. I don't know what.
They're a badass.
She is good, man. What a great character they. I mean, especially, look, when you throw a character.
It could have gone.
It could be cheesy because it's like, yeah. Oh, you guys are just trying to fucking jump in on the old he, she, they fucking pronoun shit. But they made this motherfucker a Rain Man.
That's that right.
And everybody loves a Rain Man.
Everybody
loves a 59.
Definitely sell.
Oh.
It's cool. It's a cool character.
She is great.
They are a cool character.
And your character exposes her to acts for the good of the company.
Well, we'll see.
You
don't know what's going to happen.
What? Oh, are you kidding me?
I don't know. I'm not giving anything away. I could blow this whole thing open,
yeah,
Bobby.
Because the therapist, here's a problem.
Whole motherfucker open.
Oh, yeah. You get fired.
Oh, 1,000%. They're like, well, we can.
Great for
one,
the podcast.
One so. Line of dialogue. Bobby's like, dude, 78,000, 7.4 million downloads, dude. I also heard Showtime blackballed yet. I got to go back to Dos Caminos, Bobby.
I just disappear.
The opening of the first episode of season 3 would be them at a gravesite.
Yeah, they go. Mafi died in his sleep. Yeah.
And
I
the
go,
casket
huh?
The casket would be thin, and then at the top where the head is, it would be huge.
Okay.
Be a custom-made,
a little too real.
Huge head casket.
Right. Sometimes you cut deep.
Hey.
I'm an actor. I draw on real things.
Now stop being a millennial comic and not taking it.
I'm taking it perfectly, you fucking asshole. Hey, I got a giant waterhead.
That's just me. That. Now you're being mean.
Don't you wake now me up going, from this. Don't you wake me up from this slumber.
Don't you get fucking Macho Man on me. How dare
Everyone.
You?
Everyone. Yeah, the people were pissed I didn't do a Macho Man when they gave me the wrestling poster.
Oh, how great. Did you really get that?
Yeah, it's on my fucking wall in my apartment.
Now, why didn't you do any Andre? I was waiting for Andre or Macho. Why didn't you do that?
I don't know. My character's so peripheral that they were just like, let's move this scene along.
But they, you
because they even cut a little bit more of me and Taylor and I in that scene.
But why wouldn't you? Hey, there he is.
And with one comes the other.
And there's the other one.
Looking diesel.
Look at fucking, yeah, Joe looks good.
Both of them.
all right, well, Joe, how you doing? Did you and Lewis get into a fight on the way up here? I don't know. You came in not friendly. You weren't Dan came in. He was like, hey, happy. You came in. You're like, hey, how you doing? Lewis, I expect Lewis to be angry a little bit.
Yeah.
Just because he's always kind of mad.
What do you got,
about something.
Yeah. Where's my coffee?
What coffee?
The coffee that the old production team would have had waiting for me when I walk in.
Sorry, well, did you ask for coffee?
For 4 years, I've been drinking coffee anytime I come in here.
You were through 4 years. It was a year and a half, and then sporadic for 2 years. Listen, how many...
String cheese?
Did you ask for a coffee?
No.
Then shut your face.
Borrowed. I have two questions.
Yes, two questions. One.
There seems to be no camera pointing at me. Why is that?
Well, we got a camera.
It's on you.
We got a camera on you.
Question two is, who is this gentleman over here?
We got a new guy. This is Adam. He's the new Deepu.
I don't like him already.
Deepu's gone.
I also call him Movie Scopo.
Movie Scopo, we call him.
I like the whiteness.
Yeah, he's actually enhanced everything. And the new logo, everything's better. Everything's better because of this guy. Oh, he's doing a fantastic job.
We're doing I get it. We're selling him to the new people as it's not.
Yeah, putting him over.
I'm sorry.
It's wrestling. Pure wrestling move.
It fucking looks great in here. Wow.
Is that cum on your face? The new logo?
The mood, the tone in my ear sounds like it's fantastic.
I'm not going to lie. Overall energy. I don't know if they burned sage in here or whatever.
It's unbelievable.
It wasn't sage. It was actually paprika and myrrh. Yeah, it was actually the hair off of Deepu's forearm. We burned.
Please free me by burning his hair in the studio.
What's the white stuff on the face?
That's jizz.
It looks like a big load.
Yeah, it's a big load. We got the first joke. We didn't laugh, but we'll laugh at this one because I just want everybody to have fun.
I'm asking a question.
What's the second question?
I already asked two, you dummy.
What's your second question?
I asked both already, and you answered both.
I didn't get the second one.
You answered both.
I forget it.
How about this for a fun one? It's not white. It's covered in yellow because it's pee. Huh? Like, no? Mm. All right. There you go.
I don't know what that meant.
I don't know.
Hang on 1 second.
Yes.
Lewis is on.
So when are we starting?
Right now. Get off your phone, you fucking asshole.
I'm going. I'm turning off my fucking Wi-Fi. Throw something at me. Dude.
Dude.
Don't do that.
When you get angry and you break your own thing. No, that is heavy as shit. I'll sue the fuck out of you. I will own this studio. Yeah, welcome to the new Gas Digital Studios, everybody. Legion of Skanks, all the fans, come on in.
I used to
have a bedroom to bang in.
We had a bad week this week. Yeah. He's gone. How do you feel? How do you feel about Don Rickles? Did you love him? Was he one of your top five, top three?
Me?
Yes, you. I'm staring right at you.
Maybe
fucking
I should go
little
last.
Lips. Why?
He's fine. Top five. That's ridiculous.
Wow.
I listened to his album. Have you listened to this album?
Yes.
It's tough to get through.
Okay, what about you?
It's tough to get through.
I love
Rickles.
I stand with Joe. I love him, but I don't think he's a top five.
Wow,
but
what
I think
a shit generation.
I think he's a hero of comedy.
Dude. Top three.
Top three.
Fuck he's
Rushmore of fucking comedy.
Do we have the rights to play some
fucking,
of the album?
Yeah, if you go back in time
Rickles
and give me a record player.
Yeah, Rickles top three, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely not.
You're
dude,
crazy.
100%, Rickles?
Crazy. No.
Red Fox?
Name a Don Rickles bit.
Woody Allen.
When did you stop listening to comedy? 1974?
But Don Rickles didn't, you understand, you're talking about two different styles. You're talking styles of comedy now. Now, listen, you do joke. Set up, punch, tag.
Hack.
Set up, punch.
Yes.
Set up, punch, tag. This guy did more of what Voss would do, where he goes up.
sells his album.
Are you making my point or your point?
Yeah. I mean, you're making it.
No, I think Rickles is great. I love him. I love him on the talk shows. But that album, if you listen to it, it does not hold up well.
You're an idiot. Name one better album than Don Rickles' Hello, Dummy.
Richard Pryor in concert, Raw from Eddie Murphy, Annie Carlin. But listen.
Exactly. Carlin, Cosby, Richard Pryor, Woody Allen. I mean, those guys, Louis C.K., those guys are all better than Don Rickles. That's four.
You're out of your mind.
Chappelle Rock.
You're out of your mind. I think live
Jordan Rock.
I think live as a performer, going to see somebody, enjoying yourself, laughing your fucking ass off, I think Don Rickles is the top of the heap. Top of the heap.
Brian Regan?
You know what bugs me the most? What? When a comic goes on a fucking talk show and pontificates and isn't funny.
Yeah.
And just sits there and fuck him. Rickles, every time he was on a show, destroyed.
Unbelievable at roasting.
Destroyed. Roasting.
Great at crowd work.
But that was his thing. He insulted people. He went up and fucking trashed everybody and made it fun. And people. Nobody could do what he did.
Still not top three.
You're out of your mind.
Tremendous. Rodney Dangerfield? He's better than Rodney Dangerfield?
He's not better than Rodney
Dangerfield. Woody Allen, Richard Pryor, and Bill Cosby?
Can I be honest?
Better than Cosby?
Absolutely.
Better than Cosby.
No. Okay. Well, now. I don't want to get in trouble.
Can I be honest about something?
Wait a minute. What Cosby?
Yeah. Before you knew.
Yeah, you can do it without raising your hand, you fucking delinquent.
Not even top 40.
Who?
Rickles.
Oh, Lewis.
You're crazy.
Nice fucking hard lines.
You're
whatever
crazy.
Side gets
no.
a reaction.
I need to see where the room
Lewis
was.
Lewis goes, is this the warm
was.
Water?
Yeah,
is this
on.
The cold water? I'm going to pour whatever
Nobody
one
gives a shit about Rickles. Look, good for him. I'm glad that he fucking
good
lived
for
a
him. Good for him.
He's
dead.
He lived 90 years.
He's so used to doing MMA talk. Good for him that he came close
Listen,
to winning.
I hope Rickles finds a new camp. Really works on a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, I mean, look.
It's ground game.
That being said, I'm going to say something. Shut the fuck up.
Listen to me. Okay, Don Rickles.
Stop with the hands. Where did this come from?
Nobody. What is what happens every single day. Every single day,
put your fucking finger down.
People go on Facebook and they're like, oh, Rickles, he's fucking dead. We got to celebrate his life. And you know what? They're fucking phony assholes. Joe actually said it. Joe's like, name one fucking Rickles bit. Nobody cares. They're all phonies.
One Rickles bit. My wife kid. She can't make it off the couch for jewelry.
You're 50.
Huh? What about this one? You're either Jewish or an eagle.
What?
It's a bit. Because the nose.
Yeah, but...
That's one of his bits. Okay, you're the one defending him. That's one of his good classic bits.
I'll tell you this.
This guy here is either Jewish or an eagle.
All right, here's the deal, though.
That's
this is a
pretty
good
funny.
Joke.
Yeah, but by you saying it's not funny, if he said it, it would have been funny.
Yeah.
And that's the point I was making before, that when he was on Comedians with... in Cars, whatever the fuck they're with Seinfeld...
Getting coffee.
Jerry said... Nobody can do what you do because it's the way you do it coming from you. You're not a classical comic. You're not a classical setup punch tag, but you're the only one that can do what you do because you're just going on stage being funny with a skeleton of a set.
Well, now it's a skeleton.
Not yet.
That was actually pretty good. You understand? Absolutely, what he does is hilarious. He may. I watched all his fucking.
No one's arguing he's not hilarious.
No one's arguing that he's not hilarious.
We're just saying not top 40, Bob.
You're out of your mind.
No, top 40 is good. Top 3, I think, is a little much.
I'll give him top 70 or 80, but that's it.
I'll say top 15.
I love that.
I enjoy Kurt Metzger more than Don Rickles. I enjoy Dan Soder more than Don Rickles. Robert Kelly more than Don Rickles. Right. Joe List more than Don Rickles.
He's just being difficult.
No, I'm not. I really mean that.
He's a contrarian now.
No,
that's his new thing.
I'm not a contrarian.
It's how can I get on Reddit? Why don't you mention Sarah Silverman's name so that will come up and Jeff Ross.
But if you listen honestly,
you think that I'm playing to the fucking Reddit people? I don't give a shit.
Now,
if I wanted to play to the Reddit people, I'd be like, oh, Amy's fat and fucking Bobby's fat.
We check Lewis's. All his followers just go up. I'm all, that's a good move.
Bobby's fat isn't on Reddit. That's on Twitter.
That's on everything.
That's on Wikipedia.
I just said that he just redid my joke twice in front of me.
And then I tagged it up with Wikipedia and I still hold on to this bandana.
Fucking
what
idiots.
Life is.
Shitty millennial comic.
I just want to say I know your pain when you don't get enough.
I had got enough what?
Get like, you know, when you
enough
say
laughter.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. But here's what I'm gonna say. If you grabbed two people, audience members, didn't tell them one guy's a legend, what blah blah blah, and you played them Don Rickles' album and Dan Soder's album,
they'd pick Dan Soder.
Soder album is 100 times better. Listen to the album.
Wait.
I'm not done. Let me finish.
All right,
hold on. Let me take my pants off. This feels so good.
To be fair, comedy does not hold up well as an art form.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
It doesn't hold up well.
Bobby's.
So it's a different time.
He's right.
But if you listen to that album. Gary Goldman and I listened to that album in the car, and we were cringing.
Yeah, because you two, let me tell you something. If you took Don Rickles in his prime.
Yes.
In his prime.
That album.
We recorded it. Fuck that album. Don Rickles in his prime, going up, doing a set.
Yes.
Right? And him going up, doing a set. I guarantee you, live, at the show, you would say, fucking Don Rickles killed it. He was the shit. And Dan, you'd be funny.
You think you're funnier than Rickles. Say it.
I'm picking
you. He's funnier than Rickles.
No, he's not.
Oh, Bobby.
He's not funny.
You're wrong. It's the ghost of Dangerfield.
I agree with Joe List.
Don Rickles, and Dangerfield wasn't even that funny.
What the fuck did you just say to
Yeah.
What the fuck did you
You want to get on Reddit, bitch?
You just said Rodney Dangerfield?
Motherfucker, read this, motherfucker.
That means nothing.
Read this, motherfucker!
Look at you, you're a hockey puck.
Oh, that's good. Or a fucking... All Dangerfield did was speak in jokes. Perfectly written jokes.
I just want to give a nice shout out
written
to
by somebody else.
Go watch Carson. You
written
want to talk
by
about...
somebody else.
No, he wrote his
fuck
own jokes.
Fuck you. No, he didn't. He had a fucking team. Shut the fuck up.
Jeffrey Gurian was on the team.
Yeah, he had a whole team of joke writers.
He probably did, too.
No, he didn't.
And he was great on panel.
He went up and made it up every night.
Team Dangerfield.
Shut up. Team Rickles. Team.
Where's his Caddyshack?
Yeah, where's...
Dirty Work?
Adam.
One good scene in Dirty Work?
Pull up some
Casino?
Hello Dummy off of YouTube.
Casino?
Casino.
Pull up some Hello
Natural Born Killers. Let's keep doing this.
Wait, stop. This is a very uncomfortable clip of Rickles I pulled up where Merv Griffin... You know, stop for one second. Johnny Carson and of course, Don Rickles were famous together. They were just great. They played great off each other.
So were Dangerfield.
Unbelievable, right? Awesome. But no, unbelievable. They played really great. Merv Griffin tried to be Johnny Carson, and he's not funny. Johnny's funny. Merv Griffin's not funny. They had Mr. T on. It was so uncomfortable because he kept going, Rickles said you weren't tough. You weren't a tough guy. And Mr. T's like, I'm trying to be serious. Play a little
quick. I got a movie coming out. I'm trying to promote it.
Are you playing? Yeah. Watch
it's about black exploitation. Quit making fun of me.
Yeah, right there.
You know, I'm not always on. I got my socks on. I ain't funny. I go for a job. Every once in a while, I just want to be a real man. I have...
Well, you didn't like that?
I like that at all.
Well, you're sitting right next to him right now. Want to buy some polish?
Top three.
Who says that? Stop. Dude.
Top three.
Dude, come on. He fucking, Mr. T sits down. We're talking Rocky III. We're talking when Mr. T, people thought he was a real badass motherfucker. He sits down, he goes, looks at his dirty boots, and he goes, you want to buy some polish? Now listen to what Mr. T says.
See, there's a reason why I wear these combat boots. For two reasons. One, they keep me humble because you got to understand, being black, coming from the ghetto, you come out here to Hollywood, you get to making a lot of money. You have a tendency to forget what you come from and what you're about. So the combat boots reminds me that I have brothers and sisters back home that I mustn't forget. The combat boots reminds me that I still have to buy my mother a home. And the combat boots remind me that
is this fucking Lewis or is this... Go ahead.
Still want to build a community center for the less fortunate people.
Yeah.
And these are all Lewis's dreams, by the way. This is Lewis's... Nothing? All right, nice talk.
Combat boots.
Really,
you know,
smash me,
in
Bob.
Once in a while, people try to try me. You know, thinking I got a little soft since I've been in the movie. So every once in a while, I had to step on some people.
Look at Murph.
Anybody I know?
Well, I've been taking name. I got a little list back there. I got just one
person. He told me
during
the commercial, he said I could punch him out easy. That's what he told me. I mean, I don't want to start trouble.
Well, I know I'm not going to let you start anything either. You know, people are going to always talk what they're going to want to do to me.
I never said that to
you. I didn't say you did.
Oh, how quiet you've gotten.
I didn't say you did.
Don't.
You know, I'd like you to... It's all right. Me put my arm around you.
You do whatever you
okay.
want.
I like this guy. I like him.
Stop.
My problem is
there's no way Dangerfield would have been funny in that situation.
Bobby, it's not real. He's not really afraid of him. He's acting. It's fine. We're funnier every day on these shows than that whole scene. That's fine. The problem is you only have these moments.
Wait a minute. Stop right there.
Let me say
okay.
This.
You're fine. But you're
saying
something.
Can I not make a point? You're telling me to stop in the fucking sentence?
I'm going to stop you. Yes. Not Joe, but you. The thing is that you said that we're funny here. We're funny here. That's the Merv Griffin show. The pressure of being on the Merv Griffin show.
No, not for him at that point. He's
Fuck
been on it 100 times. The Merv Griffin
show
is a big show. He's been on The Tonight Show, the real show.
It's Merv Griffin.
Merv Griffin's
There's
a bitch.
Big difference between being on the real ass podcast and the YKWD being funny than fucking the Merv Griffin of The Tonight Show, you jackass. If you got on a show, you might know there's some nerves in it.
Right, but I'm saying not for him. He isn't nervous at
You're
this point.
You're crazy.
Mr. T, no, they're not. They're not nervous. Do you think he's nervous sitting there on a couch next to Mr. T? This is all an act right now. Do you really think he's nervous?
Absolutely, because you know why? I'll tell you why. He's going out there with a person he doesn't know. He doesn't know how funny he's going to be. And the reason why this clip is good is because Mr. T, if you keep watching it, keeps fucking it up. You know, he's got to go with this. He doesn't know if he's fucking crazy or not. He's coming out with green sweatpants and orange tube socks pulled up to his knees with work boots.
You're right. You convinced me.
Thanks. Move on.
This is magical.
I like him. You know, always a
I'm mentally insane. I might throw my shit at this old white man.
It's an honor with me, and I must tell you, in Rocky III, you were great.
Thank you.
And I got to tell you, with all the nonsense and all the jokes, I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, Merv Griffin told me he never liked you.
That's funny.
Not, I don't think. Yeah, that's really funny. But I don't think he's nervous.
That's not funny.
No, that I said that's funny. Really funny.
I think he's watch. Watch.
And you told me
hold on. Time out. Don Rickles is hilarious.
Can we just hold on? Can we? I love it, Bob. I want to watch this with you. Can we just watch this afterwards? This is not as funny as we could be right now.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care.
Okay.
So shut your face.
But we weren't saying Rickles wasn't funny.
Yeah, you are.
No, we weren't. We were saying...
He said he's the 70.
That's
top
Lewis.
70.
I said he wasn't top 15 for me.
Top 50. He's not even the 15?
No, not for me. Oh, I find other people funnier. Shit. Have you watched the Lenny Bruce special, the one that he did in San Francisco? Have you watched that?
Yes.
It doesn't age. Dude, was it hilarious?
It's funny, but not as funny as Don Rickles. Don Rickles is the Rushmore of comedy. Pryor, Carlin, I would say Eddie Murphy, but he stole all the stuff. I would say Cosby, but he's a fucking raped a bunch of women
before.
And I would say fucking
in spite
Don.
Of that,
I would say
Cosby.
I would say Don Rickles because you have to take. See what you guys do, and this. I'm gonna say this. Shut up. What you guys do is you take your brand that you like and across the whole board. Mm-hmm. When I say the Mount Rushmore of comedy, I'm taking different all joke telling, storytelling, dirty. A guy like Rickles. It's a mount. It's not the same guy. It's not Mitch Hedberg and this guy. The same type of comedy. It's every type of comedy. The best at it, and he's the best at that.
Yeah,
number one.
He's a great
top
insult roast. He's a great roast comic.
The
insult comic.
Well, you got to include the best guy that reads emails off of a piece of paper. Then include him.
What does that mean?
Best fucking nerd.
But
that goes
come
up
on,
there
dude.
And does. I mean, you're saying include every kind of comedy.
Yeah.
When
Let's
I'm,
get a Brooklyn nerd that's reading emails.
Yeah, Carlin. Well, Conlon went up and he's basically a fucking nerd that went up there, highly intelligent guy that went up there and told you,
yeah, but you're,
and
you don't
took a subject and flipped it and twisted it with intelligence and told you exactly what it was in a funny way that he left.
Are you saying Mount Rushmore needs to have one representative of each style of comedy? Is that kind of your point that you're making?
I think that on a Mount Rushmore that in my Mount Rushmore that you would have.
The chocolate fountains pouring out of the mountains.
What if
he's come with a cup.
I like Bobby's potpourri of comedy.
I think what are you going to have? What do you think a black comic's going to have all black these? No, of course. Well, they might if this is the way you go, and you're going to say who's your top 4?
My top 4: Pryor, Carlin, Chappelle. That's where it gets tricky. Those are my top 3.
Who's your top 4?
Patrice, Attell, Chappelle, Attell and Bill.
Yeah, it's all the same guy.
No,
it's not all the same guy.
Same
Patrice, Attell.
Same style of comedy, except
Attell,
for Attell.
Basically a one-liner fucking
but Attell.
Absurdist.
I'll take Attell out. But the
Patrice,
other,
just
same thing.
Stream of thought. It was like literally, it wasn't jokes. Bill Burr tells fucking long bits.
It's not stream of thought. Patrice was not stream of thought. He was very, very methodical with his bits. His bits were the same bits every. He was never fucking stream of.
Those bits were. They came from him fucking just improvising. I've watched Patrice bits of him going up.
Are you talking about how he wrote or what he did? Because what he did once he got the bit.
I'm saying if you listen to Patrice's bits, they sound like they really did come from him kind of ranting and finding the punches in those rants.
Yeah,
you know?
His writing process, yeah. But right. When he was headlining on the road, he would fucking
Chappelle
do his
and
jokes.
Patrice are not the same comics. Neither is Dave Attell, I mean, those are 4 very different comedians. Bill and Patrice are probably the 2 closest, and I don't think Bill and Patrice were even close at all.
I think they're very close. The style of comedy, they're coming, they're literally talking about things that happened to them and storytelling comics, and they tell a story through act outs voices and set up punch tags that are hidden. Then you got a guy like Attell who is totally different. Attell is not a storyteller. You don't know when his stories are real or fake. If he stuck something in his ass and fucked a midget or just made it up because he liked the words, you don't know. So I think those are all the same. What about you?
I would say this though, in regards to that, I think that Patrice O'Neill could do what Don Rickles did better than Don Rickles. I've heard Patrice do crowd work. It was amazing. Yes, unbelievable. And he did bits as well.
I think he'd do crowd work, but I don't think you'd get away with it on a grand scale. This guy went up in front of for the President of the United States in front of everybody.
Right.
We're talking right, left, the world, and annihilated. He went up on the Oscars, annihilated. Award shows, annihilated. Annihilated. He fucking trashed Frank Sinatra just annihilated them on these big venues, on small venues. Patrice O'Neill got fucking written up for fucking with people at a battered woman's fucking.
It's a different
benefit.
Time, though. You know, I mean,
it's a different time, but he was still doing it now. People went to Vegas.
But it was like a grandfather clause then. Like he was like,
Or is it him? Or is it him? Is it a grandfather?
I don't think
clause?
He gets away with that shit. He's a young comic now. He doesn't go away with that shit now. Now he's just at an open mic in the creek, fucking saying mean things to people.
Well, Lampinelli did it.
Back in the 90s.
Not in the 90s. It was pretty fucking 2000s. Old. It was 2000s. She didn't fucking.
She did it just as well.
She did it in 2000s. Okay. Not in the 90s. It was fucking this century she did it.
Okay. I think Rickles is unbelievable. I think he's tremendous and a fucking national treasure. Yeah. I just don't think he's top 3. My top 5 would be Pryor, Carlin, Cosby, Louis, Woody Allen. Woody Allen would not be on Mount Rushmore because there's only 4, but he'd have to be.
You put
on the
Louis
backside.
Before Chappelle?
Yes.
I just go with who makes me laugh.
And I don't
hardest.
Think it's close.
Carlin doesn't make me laugh as hard as any of the 4 guys that I just named. I don't know what else to say. Pryor doesn't make me laugh as hard as any of those 4 guys that I just named. It's a time thing. You said it before. As time goes on, things become less funny. It compounds because people start being influenced by people like Carlin and Pryor and doing them and kind of doing their ideas over and over again. So you go back and you listen to Carlin, it kind of sounds basic, even though it was way ahead of his time. It's just difficult. It's not if you listen to a Carlin album that you've never heard before, it's not going to be as funny as Dan Soder's album. Or
comedy as an art form does not hold up well.
I think
at all.
Dave Attell is funnier live than he is on TV.
Oh, everyone's funnier live than they are on TV for sure.
I think Pryor on TV was hilarious.
Did you see him live?
Live in concert on TV. That's what I said. TV.
No, but you're saying funnier live than on TV. But I think that's everybody across the board. It's comedy.
I think some people aren't as funny on TV. I think Patrice was funnier live. If you listen to his Comedy Central hour and his tape from a club, his CD, the CD's way funnier because I think he's being more Patrice. And I think live Rickles is funnier than as far as his album. His album isn't good. But if you went and saw him live, you'd be like, that was the best show I've ever seen. Dice. I went and saw Dice live in Vegas. I was on the fucking floor.
Rickles.
I didn't think I was going to like it.
He's having a heart attack. They sent in.
Rickles on panel. Unbelievable.
Right.
Are we not trying to make jokes on this fucking podcast? What are
we
doing?
Yeah, buddy. Just because they don't. If what do you want us to fake laugh?
No, you give me a dirty look every time I made a fucking joke so far.
Because they stink. I want them to be better. I want them to be better. Be better. Do what you do on Legion of Skanks.
I'm trying.
Try harder. I want you to be. Look at. I want you to.
I think you two just need to kiss and get all the sexual attention out of the room.
Fuck him.
Sorry.
Rickles. This real fucking moonlight vibe.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Del.
You look great.
Can we talk about Lauren's tits or her lips or her chin or something?
Tits.
I don't know, man.
Your hair
tits
looks great.
I love that he just went off on a tangent for 10 minutes and he was pontificating, and we're all just listening. And then he's just like, what, can we move on to something
all
else?
All right, let's get
you
sexy.
You fucking talk for 10 minutes, you fucking loudmouth.
Make jokes and you give me dirty looks every time.
Because they stink.
So say they stink,
Lewis,
and smash me.
You're not
a joke
playing to
stinks.
Bobby. There's thousands of people listening, a couple thousand listening.
Two.
2,000?
Yeah,
it's got to be more than that.
I know there is. I was playing along with the joke.
I know. I was yes-ending your joke as well.
Oh, I didn't know.
Can I point out that we're off today?
We're not off. We're having a fucking conversation, you fucking spick.
We are off. Thank you. There, we needed it. There we go. There's the Rickles. There's
good.
The spirit.
What else does that make you feel? What else? Oh, what should I? What do I eat? What do my people probably eat? How beans?
How old is the new guy? What is he like? 50? Nice face, new guy, faggot.
Make fun of my chin.
Oh, look at those weird fucking tits and her big old chin.
Yeah.
I'm sitting next to a female Jay Leno over here.
Yeah, we got a great show tonight.
I'm doing voices. Come on, quit.
Yeah, we gotta throw you one. Yeah, throw it again.
Throw it again, Bobby. Yeah.
Like we're back.
It's but fun. I mean, Woody Allen created a style that's still.
Yeah. There we go. All right. So Rickles is dead. Let's move on.
See, now you were funny. I was laughing. You fucking monkey. Just act like a monkey.
Why
and
do
make
you have
us
a string cheese? That's what I want.
Why do I have a string cheese? Because I'm on the Real Ass Diet.
We asked him to bring a food that looks exactly like his dick.
He's Puerto Rican. We all know that.
You should have said spick at the end of it.
I really haven't heard Joe List like bomb, a flat out bomb like that in a long time.
Thank you, Lauren. I appreciate that. Oh, if you laughed, that probably wasn't a bosh.
Hey, no, it was a bomb.
Okay.
It was, trust us, it was a bomb. First of all, you know your Real Ass Podcast? The beginning of it, the video you have with the snake that comes up? Mm-hmm. That's a cobra, not a rattlesnake.
I know.
You got to change that. I was like, wow, that's a cobra.
I didn't notice it until after I paid the guy and approved it all. Then I was like,
instead of a rattlesnake, a cobra comes up and goes,
please someone take the moniker Real Ass Cobra.
What the
please
fuck?
Someone.
Get Real Ass Cobra right now.
Or the Dominican Cobra.
But I'm sitting there going, how dumb can you be?
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, this is really cool.
I was excited when I first saw it. I was just like, dude. Great job. And now I feel like if I go back and say, dude, I need a different animated snake.
Yeah, because rattlesnakes don't do that. Rattlesnakes go, grrr, you have to have the tail.
What do they do? Hold on. What do they do?
Grrr.
What? Can I hear your rattlesnake impression?
My girlfriend uses one of those in bed.
Yeah, that's why Don Rickles is in your top three, you fucking hack.
I mean, you're really pushing Rickles.
Fuck off.
You're pushing it like you have money in the estate.
I'll tell you this. Don Rickles to me, and maybe it is age. Maybe it is the type of
comic. He had AIDS?
No, age. Turn your headphones up, you fucking mook.
Can't.
I think, to me, he makes me laugh. Everything he was on. This is what this fucking generation is missing, which we almost had with Tough Crowd, is we would fucking go on TV.
Roast battle.
And fuck, no, roast battle's fucking stupid. Okay, when it comes to this shit.
Finally, someone said it.
No,
are you all the way against it now?
I'm talking.
No, I'm sorry.
Before you go down that fucking tangent.
Before we go down that cobra hole,
when he broke Johnny, that was so good. I'll take the bandana back.
Oh, I've never seen a reverse Dana.
That was a reverse Dana. I love it. That was a good one. That made me laugh. I chuckled.
It's 1,000 degrees in here.
Shut up. Turn the AC on for fucking this weirdo. When he was on there and he broke his ashtray, and then Carson literally, it was probably set up, went across the hall, and I don't think it was, went across the hall while they were filming a TV show, said, "Stop, you broke my stupid fucking thing." And he was really like, "Oh my God, I can't believe this." And then when he was leaving, he goes, "Everybody, Johnny Carson." And he goes, "They know who I am, you moron."
Yeah, that's Carson being hilarious.
Nobody fucking does that anymore. Who does that? What comedians do that on TV?
I do.
What do you mean? You know, I said TV at the end of the sentence.
Yeah. Not I take fucking, chances. It's not really a platform for that. That's what podcasting are.
What do you mean you take chances?
I take chances.
Like he's trying to be a comedian.
Yeah.
It's a big shot.
It's a real Hail Mary.
I'm just saying, nobody's doing that. And he did it great. He was hilarious.
Yeah, because
he was actually a funny.
People are afraid now. It's not even like the comedians. It's the industry has beaten us down so much that we're afraid to take any chances. Like literally, I'm on Red Eye, which is a show that literally nobody watches, right?
Anymore.
And, well, no, it's officially canceled, but I'm saying at the time nobody watched it.
That was my joke, stupid.
But I would, so I would make jokes that are like off color, and then they, you know, everyone's laughing, but it's like, all right, well, fucking, let's run it back. But they want to say so close to the time, the 42 minutes of taping, that I'll get a little thing in my ear. It's like, yeah, dude, don't make a joke like that again. We have to edit that other thing out. And it's like, instead of just saying, let's tape for an hour and see what we come up with and find really funny, interesting shit. Oh. They're on a schedule. Everything fucking...
But you're talking about... I know what you're talking about, and that show... I mean, I'm talking about comedy shows or late night shows.
But you can't do that across the board. It's the same exact thing, I'm saying. Also, that's a small show can't even do it on, but bigger shows, it costs...
But late night, you can't do that on... The Tonight Show now is children's parties games with celebrities. That's why all the... It sucks.
But what the fuck is that?
The Tonight Show blows.
What?
I don't care. Like,
but what happened?
Colbert's at least trying. Fallon's like, look at you. Look, you did a thing. I'm wearing a wig. I can't stop laughing.
Is he wearing a wig?
No, but they did. Like, it's always those videos of them breaking because they can't stop laughing.
I'm bald, and when I find out people who have wigs, I get very excited.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a Ben Affleck. I think he has a wig.
Who?
Or Ben Affleck. Affleck.
What?
Bella Fleck?
Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck.
Ben
Affleck? Ben Affleck. Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Affleck.
Wow.
What, dude?
Your enunciation game is off.
Ben Affleck.
You did my joke that I just did. Yes, I do. Listen,
I stopped paying attention to Bobby during the show.
Could you fucking
two-time Gomez?
Maybe he really is. If Lewis wants to do other people's jokes, let's not stop him.
Yeah, right. Well, he doesn't do. Yeah, he doesn't write anymore.
Let's encourage it for this.
Listen,
you just did his joke. You fucking hack.
No.
You just said the same words.
Oh God, when you guys fuck later, it's gonna be so hot.
No, I didn't, dummy. I actually said a whole different thing.
End of the podcast.
What did you say?
I don't want to say it again because I feel bad.
Just say it.
Very
just say
sensitive.
It. Just say it. He is sensitive, but that's okay.
You're fucking sensitive, Bobby.
Wait, he said you were sensitive, not me.
Well, he's not sensitive. You are.
I just agreed to it.
After
you're
the
sensitive.
Podcast.
I know. You made it the same joke the joke just made. I'm sensitive.
When you guys are finished, Bobby's going to be like, Lauren, new Scopo. Can you give me and Lewis a second alone here?
Listen.
Shut the door behind you, dude.
What did you show?
Has anybody smashed New Scopo yet?
I don't know.
Yes,
Bobby.
We did it 3 weeks ago.
What is he?
What are you in my face for,
German.
Bobby?
What do you mean?
Shut up, Dan.
Just where did he come from?
Joe, what did you say?
Guys, I'm trying to get this erotic
fan
fiction off.
Lewis wants to do other people's jokes. Let's let him. Or
and I said
that
Lewis hasn't written a joke. Two different jokes. Dumb.
That's why it's both on the fucking Mount Rushmore of jokes, dude. It's two different types of jokes.
They're the same joke.
It's the same joke. It's not on the same mountain, dude.
His was a joke. Mine was a fact.
Okay. What does not as attractive Robert Dean think?
Oh, real inside baseball.
Yeah,
but
nobody
like
knows who Robert Dean is.
I didn't even get that one.
We really stepped on Dan's little thing he was trying to pull.
Listen,
out.
You stepped all over my erotic fan fiction.
Okay, can we start over? Can we start the whole show over again?
We can't
again?
Keep starting over.
Like the whole show. Let's
no,
just edit it and we'll start over. We're going to forget the whole Rickles bit.
You just said that like it was such a fucking unhappy marriage.
We can't just start it over, Greg. We're in this together.
Listen.
Don Rickles top three.
He's my top five. Top five.
Okay.
Top five.
We're swaying you.
Well, top five. I top three, you guys. I actually said top five. You guys made it. Someone
no,
you
said top three. Run the tape back.
Run the tape.
I did. I
he said top three.
Three.
He
no,
made it top
you
three.
Said top three.
I did not. He made it top three, and then I went with top three. I said top five.
No, you did.
Run the tape.
You did say the words top three.
Because he said it.
Oh.
He made it top three.
He made me yeah. do it.
Daddy
a
knows.
Mushy fucking Mexican made it top three.
Come on, mushy bitch. I'm fucking crushing right now.
No, you're
mushy.
Yeah. Take it. Let me see your stomach.
Yeah, let me see your fucking asshole.
Whoa. All right. I'll let you show
guys,
my asshole.
This erotic fan fiction is actually happening much faster than I thought it was going to.
Does anybody have a pair of jaws of life on them?
Oh, he's back. Uh-huh. Tossing him out. Lewis is over here getting shreddo.
I'm getting shreddo. I'm next to Lauren now. Lauren's, I can't flirt with her anymore.
Yeah.
Why?
No, we all know.
I don't think Joe knows.
Joe knows.
I know everything.
We all know everything.
Everyone knows everything.
Who cares?
She's got a boyfriend now.
Is that right?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Not a real boy.
Well, I take back the hair compliment. It looks terrible.
It's Pinocchio.
It's she did. It's real jeans.
I don't know what he is.
What are you, a boxcar child? Get out of here.
The roast battle stuff. I read your tweet today.
What tweet?
You had a tweet that's saying that your fans are threatening people.
No, I had a tweet saying that a certain person involved in the story who shall remain nameless is claiming that my fans are threatening her.
What's happening?
So much.
Here we go. Here
welcome
we go.
To Cobra Corner.
We all just were like,
welcome to Cobra.
It's so much.
Why did you get a cobra? You're the rattlesnake, you dumb person. Why would you change it?
Now it's time for Cobra Corner with Louis J. Gomez. Today's topic, roast battle.
Why would you immediately
Cobra
change
Corner
it?
Is my segment on the White Kid Media.
Lou, why wouldn't you change that immediately?
What?
Why wouldn't you know?
I didn't notice it.
To when? Yesterday?
This stinks, by the way. Whoever was in this yesterday, it stinks.
Did you spray the microphones?
This is disgusting.
Give him, this is, just throw that right away.
I mean, that is fucking disgusting.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I really mean it.
I don't have a good sense of smell.
Can I just say something? No. Put a new one on because I guarantee it's him.
No,
I guarantee
that would
be great. If that just put, if this new one starts.
Yeah, put that on his, and by the end, if it stinks, you know it's Lewis.
Oh, that'd be great.
Put it on his. Put that on his.
Right.
You can take it off. Give Lewis that one. And at the end, we're going to smell
take a new
that.
One. Wait, he put a new one on.
Yeah, put that one. Throw that one out. And now at the end, we're going to do a fucking.
Burn that one.
Yeah, we're going to have to, thanks to your fucking dead tooth.
No, dude. You can't smell your own breath. I smell that person's breath.
Okay. You can smell your own breath when you spit it on a microphone. Ugh.
Smells good to me.
All right, we'll see. At the end, we're going to do a nice hot test at the end of the show.
Do you guys want to get foot rubs after this next door?
God, I would love to, but
it's my favorite thing in the world now.
I got one last night.
I want a foot rub.
I love it. They're like 50 cents a minute.
What?
It's
really?
Slavery. It's unbelievable.
We're around the corner, right?
Right at these little Asian
it's
bitches.
Slavery.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I got one last night.
Are they good?
I got one. I got a pedicure. I got my nails done. I got my feet scrubbed. And then I got cream put on my feet and socks, brand new socks put on them.
All right, ladies' day out. I'm asking about around the corner.
No,
around the corner. If I can get my motherfucking feet rubbed.
50 cents a minute. You could do 20 minutes. That's $10.
Not a real price.
Really? I swear to God.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
50 cents a minute.
So I go 1 minute. I go, all right, cling, cling. Flip them two quarters. I'm out.
Dude, you're very specific. You tell me, can you clean them first? Like, I make them clean my feet first.
Yeah.
Really
can I tell you
time.
Something? My dead toenail is from one of those places.
What happened?
They were cleaning them.
They put a spooky spell on it.
They cleaned it with dirty.
You
with
are
fucking.
Too mean. Your foot will die, bringing you closer to ground. You act like a Buddha, but you are not one. Now you become one.
That somehow turned into Jabba the Hutt.
Bobby Pigeon. I'm totally gonna get my foot rubbed.
Of course you are. You're fucking.
I got plantar fasciitis.
It's gonna cost you more.
Yeah, they got some big ones. They got hobbit feet.
So what happened with your fans? What's going on? Why are you putting statements out not to kill people?
I said no, don't harass or threaten people. All right, I'm gonna give you the quick version of this because I've talked about it so much, and you guys can hear the full version on the latest Real Ass podcast available at the Gas Digital Network.
I'm good with the short version.
The Dominican Cobra, Louis
Cobra Corner.
Louis Gomez. It's not Jay.
I can't believe none of his dumb fans even said.
No, somebody said. Some people have talked to me about it.
Dude. Yeah.
The first guy that found that, must have felt pretty good.
I'm literally watching it last night, and I'm like, that's a cobra. And I rewound it. I go, it's not a rattlesnake. I go, maybe he has a new show, The Cobra or something. And it wasn't. It was like, The Rattlesnake. Well,
it's just called Real Ass Podcast. You have to know that I'm the Puerto Rican rattlesnake in order for it to not make sense.
Who doesn't know that?
Well, some people.
Everybody.
Yeah. So here's the deal, okay?
Yeah, please tell us.
I'm going to give the long story short, okay? I was producing the Roastmaster show at the Stand for a while. I produce everything. I mean, I do everything. I make no money on the show, you know, very little money. I produce it, book it, promote it, do the graphics with my guys. I have the guest digital production team come in and do the video. It's a lot of work for very little payoff. I just really enjoy doing it.
Did you get paid?
No, I got $50 a show to host it. And
did you pay the people that came in and did all that work?
Yeah, I paid $75 to my video guy and then $25 to a girl that was helping me book it. So I was losing $50 a show. Every week that I was doing this.
Really?
Losing the money. So
why would you do that?
Because I just kind of like, I liked it. I thought it was, I think it's good for comedy too. I think there's, I don't know, just people telling dirty jokes and saying fucked up shit into microphones and people laughing at it. I think that does a good thing for comedy because we're kind of taught we're not supposed to be doing that anymore.
Well, we are heroes.
Yeah. No, I believe that though.
What did you do?
I just did a number one point to the camera.
Brian Moses and Jeff Ross sent three battlers out from LA to battle in New York.
Did they pay for that?
They paid for it. So me and my business partner, Ralph Sutton, and Patrick from The Stand said, you know, we want to reciprocate, send three of our best battlers out to LA and go out there and battle and you know, give them
a free
trip. Paying for the flights, yeah.
Hotels?
No.
Did they pay for the
hotels? I don't think so. If they did, we'll pay for the hotels, though. I want to have the best show. If I'm involved with something, I want it to be the best.
Why wouldn't you pay for the hotels?
Why don't you turn your mic off?
Because it's $1,500 for the fucking flights, Bobby. That's why. Already, we're spending a lot of money.
Okay? Is it $1,500 to fly to LA? Or
it's $500 per person or four.
Is that a lot of money?
Yeah, per person.
$1,500?
No, $5 a person. $500.
I'm going to hit you in the head with this fucking thing right now.
No, it's not per person. It's $500 a piece.
Yeah.
So it's $500 for him, $500 for Ralph.
Yeah, $500 is a lot of money out of my pocket. Yeah, yeah. That's not anything that
I didn't
just
know,
part
dude.
With
I too. Thought you were making millions with Gas Digital.
I know you did.
Well, no, I'm serious.
You're a fucking asshole here. You want to hear the story or no?
I don't.
Okay.
No, I want to hear it.
I'm kidding. Of course I do. I brought it up.
So
yes, $500.
So we're sending these guys out there. One of the girls that's involved with the roast battles or the roast masters starts flipping out about how she's not allowed to go. And she starts trashing the one guy that we decided to bring, saying that he's not deserving. The other girl in question who, you know, these girls will remain nameless, but this is the girl that you know pretty well, Bobby.
Deepu? Well, I'm sorry. What the fuck? What just happened? Hey, how you doing? So, what are you doing? What the fuck was that?
I don't know what happened, but possibly mentally handicapped Indian man just walked in.
He runs the sound at the Village Underground. Okay. He runs everything.
God, I hope you're hosting at the VU one day and they just cut your mic off because of that comment. He's like, I didn't remember.
So, go ahead.
So, this girl starts flipping out publicly on Twitter, trashing Mike Feeney, who's the guy that was invited to go out there, who's a really funny comic. And then this other girl chimes in, and they start trashing this guy publicly. And then I go, I'm having DMs with this one girl, and we're going back and forth.
Who are these girls? Do we know these girls?
You know these girls, Bobby.
Yeah, I do.
I spoke to you about this. Stop playing coy.
I'm playing.
Yeah, you're playing coy.
Yeah.
You're doing it.
Well, if you're
not
going to announce them, just announce them.
I don't want to say their names, because honestly, I don't really want people fucking with them. And that's where we're at right now.
Did you say their names, and that's why they're fucking with them?
No.
How did these people get fucked with if you didn't say their names?
They know their names because they publicly were tweeting at all of these guys and let it be known who they were. Okay, right. So the one girl starts sending me DMs being like, I don't think it's fair that you would invite this guy. And I'm like, I don't fucking care what you think is fair. I produced the show. I put all the work into it. And it became this whole pissing contest. We got on the phone. Then after I got on the phone with her, she didn't say shit. She was just a fucking idiot on the phone, just not saying anything.
Just being quiet?
Just going like, I'd love to talk to you, but you're being very mad and I can't really say anything to you. And I'm going like, I'm not even really that mad. I was like, you're just trying to fucking be an asshole and control the narrative and kind of control me. You said it on the phone the other night, Bobby. She's telling me to shut the fuck up. She's going, when she's saying you're being aggressive, that's them going, shut up. I'm going to control this now.
Yeah. No. And please don't put words in my mouth.
That's exactly what you said.
Well, first of all, I said it to you, you fucking cunt.
What?
Well, we were talking on the phone. I didn't say it to you on a podcast, you fuck. You call. What I'm saying is that there are not every woman that says a guy's being aggressive is saying, trying to control the narrative. When somebody says you're being aggressive, they're trying to get you to stop doing whatever the fuck you're doing. Now, if they know you, my point is you're an aggressive guy. That's mm-hmm. that's the way you talk. I do the same shit. When we talk, it's aggressive. It's yeah. it's yelling. Dan Soda doesn't do that. Dan Soda, if Dan Soda yells, it's not it's he's being aggressive. If Dan Soda's being aggressive, he's being aggressive.
Yeah.
Joe List is the sweetest little cupcake I know. If he's screaming at you, he is. If you scream at somebody,
I've seen Joe yell,
that's
fucking
the way you talk.
It's a lot.
I wasn't screaming.
That's the way you talk.
I wasn't even, screaming. That's the
yeah,
point.
Yeah, but even but the
right
way,
now somebody might think this is aggressive.
Exactly. This is my point. Yeah, is that
fine.
which I get, but you, if you know you, if you even know me.
Yeah, these bitches know me.
Because look,
that's
I've
the point.
Had, I've had
these bitches Whoa. Know me, and that's yeah. the point, though. So it's all not these like these aren't me. Strangers that are going like, oh, I don't know Lewis is a fucking loud, Dude, aggressive,
bitches get
angry
stitches,
guy.
Bro.
That's the truth, though.
Bitches be knowledgeable.
They know who I am.
bitches know things.
So don't play stupid. If you know who the fuck you're dealing
don't
with.
Don't be playing dumb. It's a cobra. What happens when you run into a cobra?
You get bitten. It's a spitting cobra.
So then this girl, after I get off the phone with her, goes around and starts calling Mike Lawrence and Brian Moses and all the people that are involved with Roast Masters right. and Roast Battle and telling them that I got aggressive with her on the phone. So then as soon as I heard that, it was 1 second. I was like, I quit the Roast Battle. I quit. I'm not producing the show for these people that are super unappreciative. Just fucking dogs. Lowlifes. That's what they are. Real deal fucking lowlife dogs. I don't want another way to say it. So this same girl, after I put out a podcast
mean.
Yesterday.
I would say, you could say
no,
mean.
No, dogs.
That's
pigs.
I know, but there's another
pig
way.
Dogs. That's what they are. So this girl.
Pig dogs.
This girl today goes.
Sounds like a
today.
Russian insult. You pig dog.
You are pig dog. I find you lower than low. You are pig dog. You do not even breathe same air as me. You are pig.
Yeah, that's my water I just grabbed out of the refrigerator.
Give him that water, please.
So,
thank you very much.
So then I was like, fuck that. So then this girl today, she starts messaging people that I know being like, I woke up to some really scary threats from Lewis's fans today, and I don't know how to deal with it. And she's going around telling everybody this now. Now, my response to her is, I said, I heard you got some scary threats. I was like, please send them to me my way right now. I will personally deal with it. I'll personally reach out to anybody who's threatening you and make sure that they are banned from anything that I'm involved with. I will make sure that they cannot be guest digital subscribers. They can't come to Skankfest, any events that I produce. They're fucking blocked from everything on social media. I don't fucking play with that. I don't have my fans threaten people.
That being
women.
Said, there are 1,000 tickets now available to Skankfest.
But fast. That's the truth. I don't play that shit. I said at the beginning of that video, hey, don't reach out to these girls. Don't say anything to these girls. This is the fucking story. Okay.
Well, I mean, look, I understand what you're saying, but you I mean, look, it's a weird thing too, because when somebody feels something, you know, if she's sitting there now, she's waking up feeling fucked up about this, and then all of a sudden she goes to your Twitter and people are wishing
Bobby,
death
she tried
and shit.
To, nobody wished her threat.
Well,
I searched
what
her
was
name.
The threat?
Hold on, none. She never sent me them. This is what I'm saying. I told her to send me them. There's no threats. That's actually the point. This is what they do. They go, I'm being threatened. Lauren, you're friends with this girl. Where are these threats? Can I see them? I would love to see these threats.
I don't want to get involved.
There's no fucking threats. She's not getting involved because there's no fucking threats, okay? So this is what women do.
I know nothing about this.
They want to. I searched the name. There was 3 tweets at her from 3 different people.
What did they say?
None of them were threats. I'll look them up right now.
I
don't remember. I want you to die. He goes, that's a salutation in the Gomez household.
Bobby, I don't remember.
I want to fuck your cunt.
He goes, that's a compliment.
I'm going to fuck you too. You're funny.
Yeah, let me see a threat.
I mean, look, dude. I mean,
she's trying to get a dude removed from a fucking gig. The fact that everyone in this room isn't going, yeah, fuck that girl. She should be out.
Well, we're listening to the story. But what I don't understand is the show is for fun, right?
Yeah, the
show
is
a TV show.
Yeah, it's a fun show. It's a roast
battle. That's strange to me to be that upset about.
Well, here's the thing, though. Here, can I say one thing? If these guys are putting the money up to send people and it's out of their pocket, there's no committee that you should have to go through.
That's a real everybody gets a trophy kind of attitude.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's like, well it's like, I think it is. Did you send any women?
No. We picked the best battlers. They happen to be men. What do you want me to say?
Your roast battle Rushmore has to have every kind of comedy.
We didn't have gays, we didn't have blacks, we didn't have Puerto Ricans, because the best roast battlers that were available at the time were fucking white dudes.
Patriarchy.
It's
a joke, patriarchy.
I'm a fucking Puerto Rican man. I don't look at people's race and go, oh, I'm giving only white guys opportunities. Right. I would love if a Puerto Rican would be a good roast battler. They're horrific at writing jokes. What am I supposed to say?
That's very self-aware.
Show me this great Puerto Rican
fucking show me this great Puerto Rican joke writer out there. I'm like, oh, that guy, he's fucking
John Leguizamo. God damn it, I almost thought it.
No, I think that if you guys are paying for this and it's your dime and it's your idea, you get to pick whoever the fuck you want. There's no committee you have to go through.
And I mean, if
people don't like
it.
They
went to Jeff Ross and Brian Moses and tried to have this guy removed from something that they actually truly don't even have anything to do with. They actually went to try to have this guy removed from a gig. That's a fact.
Right.
It's a fact. It's just a weird thing to undercut another comic like that. It's one thing to be upset about not being selected. I understand the upset about not being selected, but then to try to actively try to remove someone from a job is fucking petty.
Yep.
And that's
what they were trying to say to me.
I've never tried to get someone fired.
We've all been a fucking victim of not being picked.
Yeah.
We've all had friends.
That's what this fucking business is. This
picked them.
It's a business of no's.
Yes. And then,
Jews?
Yeah, put it on the Rickles record. This motherfucker's a modern day Don Rickles.
Lewis had the same joke. I just beat him to it.
Oh, I see what we're doing, doubling down on the old jokes today.
So,
hold on. Listen,
I beat him to it.
So tweets haven't changed, Bobby. Bobby.
So, all right, hang on 1 second. But he should be able to pick who the fuck he wants.
Yes.
I mean, that's it.
Yes.
And we've all been at the point where, I don't think you're right. And
the years of auditioning for Montreal and not getting it, I never once was like, fucking take that guy off it. Why is he up there?
Mind-numbing.
Mind-numbing. But also, you know what it does? It makes you fucking better, and it makes you be able to take a fucking punch and hear a couple no's. You got to hear no's a lot in this fucking game.
Mind-numbing. It hurts.
It's just I'm real sick of this culture of I deserve a yes when you're not fucking
good
enough.
But wait a minute. So go read these tweets.
How about that?
I can't read the tweets without letting you know who it is. I'll show you them, though.
Just don't say the name. Make up a name. Fatty Arbuckle. Name.
Oh, that's a good
one. Hey, I went by his house in L.A.
Tweets haven't changed.
I don't even know who this is, by the way.
These are the four tweets that could possibly have anything to do with that, right? These are the public tweets. So unless these are private messages. Here, read them, Bobby.
Okay. Let me see.
Maybe we should have someone other than Bobby. Reed.
Why?
Because I'm
just saying you're not.
It's not
threat.
A strong suit. You know, if we wanted you to.
All right.
You know.
Well,
the one I don't know. The one I guess could be threatening. I don't know what it's in response
Can
to.
Can I read it? Because I'm a very sensitive dude.
Yeah, I mean,
as a sensitive guy,
I've literally had my child's life threatened.
Here's the deal.
Make Charmer look at it.
This is what I don't like about any of this shit. Can I tell you? I hate when people get their fans after other people,
mm-hmm.
or when the fans take it upon themselves to attack other comedians. I just don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I've never tried to get my fans, really. One time I did it. Not really. It wasn't even my fans. It was O&A's fans when the lady fucked me with the troops when I wanted to make a DVD for the troops, and she said, no, I don't support the war or the troops. And I was like, go fuck yourself. But as far as another comic, I only try to get people to go and support people.
Yeah.
I don't want my fans to not like people that I like or that are friends of mine.
I don't want my fans to not like people that I don't like. I don't give a shit. I specifically tell my fans not to troll people. I kind of feel bad about the whole guys we fuck thing from back in the day because we did kind of encourage them to be shitty to those girls. And yes, they were wrong. It's actually a similar thing both times here. These girls come out and they strike and they really cross the line and they come and they punch you in the fucking face, figuratively speaking. And then you strike back and then they go, but I'm a victim. Stop being aggressive. What are you doing? Your fans are saying mean things to me. But the reason that we kind of get away
with
it.
You do that again in the mic.
Yeah, I like that though. But do that again. I really like the way
you
changed. You changed in front of me.
Yeah, change it too.
I'm the new, you know what, dude.
No, but let me make my point because I'm going to forget the point that I'm fucking making, right?
All
right,
go ahead. So when you want to be serious, let us know.
I'll let you know. But I literally already forgot my point.
No, you were saying
we were
they come out
to be
punch
funny.
You in the mouth and then you say they're victimized.
Yeah, so then you hit them back and then they're going like, oh my God, I'm the victim here. And then you have to have this thing where like, I'm not going to just pretend that you didn't strike first. It's Dave Smith always uses this analogy. It's great, but it's like when somebody's got a gun on you and they go, give me your money. And then they look up and you grab the gun and they go, oh, hey, no, I'm cool, man. I got a job. I got a kid. I'm just trying to, you're like, no, motherfucker, you were just trying to rob me with a gun.
That always happens.
That's a great analogy.
What is that
Cobra
analogy?
Cobra Kai Academy.
The worst analogy I've
great
ever
analogy.
Heard in my life.
I thought it's a good
you
analogy.
Like that analogy?
Thanks.
Wait,
thanks,
Joe.
Wow.
Joe
well, of course you
I
did.
Just feel like that probably doesn't happen all that
ever. Time. It's never happened.
Lewis is like, no, you
know what happens when those seven guys surround you and you're like, I'm not in the mood for this today. You know, and then you whoop all their asses.
When has anybody ever grabbed a gun and went, yeah? And they went, whoa, I got kid. Who? When does that
happen? How often are trees falling in the forest by themselves either, Bobby?
All the time with these white male corporate billionaires trying to run our planet.
Patriarchy!
I think that was a smart analogy.
Listen,
from a sexy smart
so that's so that's what happens. These girls come out and fucking strike, and then when I strike back, they act like I'm being a bully to them. But it's like, I don't know what you want me to say. Don't be a fucking asshole in the first place.
I'm just
treating you like I would treat anybody.
Don't get
else.
In the grass if you don't want to get bit by a cobra.
Look, you gotta, I mean, to know you, you have to know you is to love you. You're a not you.
Oh.
Everybody loves you. It's sickening.
Yeah.
But Lewis is, you're a cunt. You're a pain in the ass. You're aggressive.
Yeah.
You're fucking, it's your way. I mean.
No, so I create things because nobody's given me an opportunity.
There's more.
I create opportunities for myself.
Let me just finish my fucking thought. Shut the fuck up for once. You just yap. I'm trying to compliment
Bobby,
you, fuck.
Really? It doesn't fucking sound like it, fuckface asshole.
I was trying to be funny. You're sitting here at the beginning. Can we be funny? Why is it so serious? I was trying to set up a fucking joke and you step on it with your fucking stupid speeches. Fucking idiot. I'm saying that you're a fucking aggressive asshole like me. And sometimes people don't get that because of where you come from. You got a big heart. You're a fucking sweet guy. You care about a lot of people. And you do a lot of things for a lot of assholes.
Right.
That don't give it, that you don't get back.
Right.
Okay?
These two and specific these, fucking
well,
dickheads.
They're not dickheads.
Yes, they are.
What they are is that they're fucking different than you.
They're dickheads.
Buddy, I'm
telling
you.
They tried to fucking remove a comic from a fucking gig. They went above my head to try to remove another comic
from
a gig.
There it is.
Yeah,
there
is.
There it is.
Because I'm talking to
there
fucking
it is.
Men right now.
There it
men.
Is. There
okay?
it is.
I'm
there it is.
Fucking bitch.
Put your headphones on, stupid.
Fucking ridiculous.
Stop taking your headphones off. Like you're a fucking comment head.
They're not dickheads.
They're not dickheads.
Over your head, not above your head.
Yes.
I don't know if that's
they second. Are dickheads.
No, they're not
yes,
dickheads.
They yes, they are.
No, they're not dickheads.
Okay, Bobby, defend your fucking jerk off fucking idiot friend. I could give a fuck less.
It's not a fucking.
Defend her. Is fucking
I am not
sickening.
I'm not defending her. You fucking idiot. I'm saying what she. What are you leaving?
I'm fucking leaving.
You're a fucking
you
pussy.
Why are you leaving?
You're a fucking pussy.
Why are you leaving?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Why are you leaving?
Why would you leave?
You're
are you?
Asshole.
Are you
That's
kidding
why.
Me?
You're a fucking asshole.
Are you
you're
kidding me? Are you fucking
you
kidding
fucking
me?
Dickheads back.
Are you fucking? You don't even let me finish the fucking
she's
point. Sit down and let me finish the point.
Put the bag
sit down and
sit
let me
down.
Finish the point.
Come on.
Stop being a fucking baby.
No, I'm not being a fucking baby.
You are being
a
fucking baby. Sit down. Sit the fuck down. Sit down and shut the fuck up. Take your bag off. Put your headphones
on. When I'm pissed off about something, and then I'm literally saying, these girls are doing something that's legitimately fucking wrong, and then I call her a dickhead, and you tell me to shut the fuck up, and she's not a dickhead.
Because I'm in the middle of fucking saying something, and you cut me the fuck off.
Welcome to YKWD, Bobby.
Welcome to shut the fuck up, then.
Then I'll
my fucking
leave.
Show.
I'm told to
don't
shut the
fucking
fuck up.
Leave. Shut the. Are you fucking being a baby?
No, you're
are you
being
really
a
being
baby.
A fucking pussy?
Shut the fuck up. You shut
are
the
you
fuck
really
up.
Being a fucking
no,
pussy?
You're being
you're gonna
a
put
pussy.
Your bag on and walk
yes,
out.
Yes, Bobby.
Why?
Yes. If I'm
why?
Being told to shut the fuck up.
Why?
Again, and I'm being told
why?
I'm wrong in a scenario.
Why?
When you know I'm right.
Why?
You know I'm 100% right.
When somebody fuck. When somebody. I already said you're fucking right, dumb dumb.
No, you didn't.
I didn't say you were fucking right.
No, you didn't.
I said,
no,
if
didn't.
Somebody fucking, when somebody does what they did to you, as far as her going behind your back, you pick the people you wanted to go. End of story.
Right.
It's not up for debate. It doesn't go up to a commission.
Right.
That's it.
When I said
so when somebody,
and then
when
you
somebody,
said they're not dickheads, they're different.
When,
fuck off.
Then when
dude.
Somebody,
if a guy did that, I'm not even lying. If you did that, Dan, it would be fucking, everyone in the comedy community would go, Dan is a fucking asshole.
And I said
nobody,
that. When you say.
No, you they're not dickheads.
When you fucking get comics against comics.
Right.
Well, my point was, and I was trying to make it, which you stepped on. When you get comics against fucking comics, it's fucked up. When you try to get comics against other comics,
right.
We should also
so
be supporting
what
each other.
People dickheads?
Listen, what I'm
would
saying
you call
to you,
those people
what I'm saying to you is this. Ready?
I call them dickheads. Wouldn't you?
Oh fuck!
Yeah, but keep having the don't do the side.
I mean, they're dickheads, Bobby. What do you want me to say?
It's a dickhead move. Period.
Listen, nobody dickhead move. But what I'm saying, you've done dickhead moves.
Yeah, no shit. And if I did it, you'd go ahead. You're being a dickhead.
But you've done dickhead moves.
You with kids gloves you're
I'm not handling with fucking. That's bullshit.
On,
that's
what
bullshit. What I'm saying is this: is that these fucking people who did this should be fucking, fucking scolded publicly, told that they're wrong by the comedy community, which we're fucking doing on my show.
Not really.
We're saying that. But I'm saying that you're going fucking dickheads, bitches, cunts, whatever the fuck it is. Settle down. Just go. You know what? These fucking assholes. This person is going behind my back, fucking with me, and doing the wrong thing.
They're going to people above me in the industry and acting like I am being aggressive with them or doing anything that anybody else in the world wouldn't do when people are acting like fucking dickheads. And then while I'm talking about it, you're going, they're not dickheads. They're fucking, you know, they're just different than you. That's crazy.
I think that these. I know one of them. I don't know who the other person you're talking about.
Dickheads.
Okay, I don't know the other person.
Good.
What I'm saying, because we're not bringing up their names, but what I'm saying is that one of them who did that, if she came to me and said, look, I'd be like, you're fucking wrong. You shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
You fucked up. Like anybody would do.
Right.
Anybody would say, you fucked up. You shouldn't.
I would not confront anyone, but I am working on
you
it in
shouldn't,
therapy.
You shouldn't fucking do that. Okay? What you do for that fucking show, okay, and putting your money out and then putting these guys up and sending them out there on your own fucking dime to be creative, to give other people a fucking shot, is a big thing. To have somebody go behind your back and fuck you is the wrong thing. Am I going to sit there and go, she's a fucking dickhead? No, she's an idiot. I've done fucked up shit. I've made mistakes. I've fucked up. I did shit on the fucking Twitter. I fucked with people and said, I've done
she
stuff to you that
climber,
I fucking regret. But am I a fucking dickhead?
Asshole.
No, I'm a fucking asshole that made mistakes.
Right.
And you've done shit too.
Well,
we've all done it.
Guess what?
That's my point, is that I'm saying
if
that you're
I was
saying
acting like a dickhead.
But you're saying
and the
this.
Person, hold on. And the person that I had acted like a dickhead to called me a dickhead, and then another mutual friend went, oh, no. He's not a dickhead. He's just different than you.
Buddy,
it would be
you know how many people
annoying.
If I said Jerry Seinfeld's a fucking dickhead for what he did to me, and Colin Quinn, no, he's not. He's a really good guy. I'm not gonna go, fuck you. You're a fucking idiot. You know what he did to me?
Yeah.
He embarrassed me, treated me like shit.
Right.
He's my friend. Okay, he's your friend. I'm not gonna sit there and fucking snap on him.
You fucking snapped on me, Bobby. You told me to shut the fuck up. Do you understand what it does to me when somebody tells me to shut the fuck up?
Yeah, apparently I fucking do. You put your bag on and run out of the fucking room.
So don't punch you in your fucking head.
What the fuck is put you? You see, you're physically violent with fucking your friends now?
Yeah, Bobby.
You're a
when
fucking
tells
idiot.
Me to shut the fuck up. I
oh,
remove
fuck
myself from the
you.
Situation.
Really?
So,
that's what you do.
Fuckface.
Are you fucking nuts?
You literally have thrown stuff at me. You have literally been physically violent in moments of anger with me. So stop fucking acting like you're fucking above that, you psychopath.
Are you?
You're the same fucking guy. We're both the same fucking guy.
Okay, but you're going to get up and leave.
Yeah, because you're acting like
you're
a fucking asshole. You're telling me to shut the fuck up.
You're an asshole.
I'm in the middle of making a fucking sentence, and then on top of all of it going, well, no, they're not dickheads. They're just different than you.
Listen.
No, they committed comedy fucking treason. They did something that's unfucking forgivable. It should be something that you should be calling this girl in and saying, we need to have a fucking conversation.
And I fucking said that. I said that to you. I said that what they did was wrong. But what I'm saying is everybody's fucking done fucking dumb shit. Everybody does dumb shit.
I have herpes. I fucked a girl with herpes knowingly.
People pay the fucking consequence for that.
Right, and she's
you've never done anything fucking...
Right
can I just say to both of you, you guys are agreeing so much. It's crazy.
It's just two fucking numbskulls saying the same thing
back and forth.
It's yelling agreeing. You guys are just both loud noise banging into each other, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, it's weird how it goes up and down.
He just told me to shut the fuck up, and
it goes up.
Yeah, I know it did, but you need to chill the fuck out, you fucking idiot.
He told me to shut the fuck up four times.
You've told me to shut the fuck up
on
the show.
All right, Bobby, that's not helping.
You fucking cocksucker.
All right.
You said shut the fuck up to me.
I'm sincerely concerned about your health right now.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
Both of you guys.
Fucking relax.
I think I should keep my pants a little.
Rising.
What the fuck? Get up and leave.
Guys.
Push the mic away, you fuck. Do what you do.
He's back. And I got spun like when Jimmy Martinez flipped out on Kevin Brennan.
Don't ever fucking leave, dude. What are you fuck? Wait, that shows me. Are you fucking serious?
What were you fucking say, dude?
I don't know. How about just yell? Just yell and scream and do what you do.
No.
You don't get to put your bag on.
No.
I was going to fucking hit you. Really? Is that what you're going to fucking
do?
I
fucking felt like doing when somebody shut the fuck
off.
Up and started screaming at me.
You've done the same shit to me.
No, I haven't. Not like that.
Are you not like that?
Show me the tape. Find it. Find me the tape where I tell you to shut the fuck up because you're in the middle of a sentence and I say, shut the fuck up. I'm
talking.
You
mean the tape from 10 minutes ago?
Yeah, 10 minutes ago. Right.
Yeah, I think you guys agree. And what Bobby is saying is he's friends with one of these people. She's a good person.
Yes, and I
who
told
did a fucked
you
up thing. I mean, I don't know her
Look,
that well.
Man, what's
but
fu-
I think she's a nice person.
What's
she did
good?
A dickhead thing. And this is what you said. And you even said it. There's a difference between dickhead and dickhead move.
Yes,
that's my point. I don't know her
dickhead
that well.
Thing. That's my
Nothing
point.
Dickhead
she
move.
Did a dickhead thing, and now she's continuously
That's my point.
Things.
But wait a second. You're saying to me, I have to say, fuck her, dickhead. You're a piece of shit.
I don't have to tell me that she's not a dickhead when I'm in the middle of being passionate.
I'm not saying she's not a dickhead. She did a dickhead thing.
She is a dickhead.
She did a dickhead thing. She did a dickhead thing.
Bobby,
that's my point. That's exactly my point.
She called Mike Lawrence this morning and was telling me that I'm rallying my fans to be aggressive and threaten her. She didn't answer my response when I said, hey, if people are being threatening towards you, please send me those messages because I want to take care of that.
That's
not
the problem.
What I do.
That right
She's
there is the problem.
Going behind
What's the
my
problem?
Back and
that
he, is, in the
that
industry.
He has tried several times to stop or at least soothe the riff and be like, hey, listen, this is the problem. Send me the text. Send me the threats. I'm going to do something about it. Lewis has been active. Hold on. Lewis has been active of trying to solve the problem, and yet she still goes to other comics and goes, he's aggressive, while not answering. That's childish. That's immature. And that's not solving the fucking problem. Well, that's being a fucking dickhead.
Okay, Bobby. So add that to the mix right now. Yes. Yes, absolutely.
That's continuous action.
But what she did, okay, is pretty much par for course in this business. People do.
I don't know about getting someone to move.
Stop. People do fucked up shit like that.
Yes.
Now, I've done stupid shit. I've said dumb things. And people, if you get called out for that and you're like, fuck you, and you change and you're not the same fucking person and you learn from that mistake, and then 5 years from now, 3 years from now, you two are sitting there going, fuck, remember that time we got another fight? That's one thing.
But
for what now, if it continues, okay, because I know you, and whoever knows you knows how you are. Even this shit you're doing right now, me and you are doing. That's what we do. That's what we do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and go, fucking Lewis, piece of shit.
No, I'm fine. We're good.
Well, dude, I mean, look, I understand it. I get it. I'm more comfortable doing that than having a regular conversation.
But
I'd rather fucking.
I didn't do that with her. Oh, that's my point, though.
And hold on real quick.
I just want to.
Oh, you guys are, yeah. I don't want to follow the cycle of YouTube yelling
second,
at each other.
One second. Go to the hardware store. Get a metal pipe. Whatever size.
Oh,
listen to me.
I don't want
to
be a part of it.
Get a metal pipe. I just need one.
She goes, it's your fight. You're going to end it the way you want to.
You put it right in the middle and just fucking run against that pipe first.
I'm going to put it right here.
Good advice.
I'm going to hide it right here. I'm going to fake it as a leg. And I'm going to go, come on. And you're going to come and I'm going to fucking crack you right over your monkey head.
So, no, let me explain. I wasn't that with her, right? This is a whole the DM exchange, and I'll show you the whole DM exchange between me and this girl before.
Listen, this is wrong. You understand that? I understand it's wrong.
Well, let me say this.
This whole thing is fucking wrong. Go ahead, make your fucking point.
Before I got on the phone with her, right? Because I was trying to explain to her, and I'll show you this entire conversation. Mm-hmm. This is not an aggressive conversation in DM. Before I got on the phone with her, one of the things that she said was.
Yeah.
Literally, there's not even cursing. There's nothing me being aggressive. I'm just saying, hey, this is why. Like, your opinion on this matter doesn't really mean much to me. I put a lot of time into this. She goes, totally understand. I hope you have a good day, Lewis. Your anger truly terrifies me. This is like, this is DMs. We haven't spoken. We haven't spoken about this. These are DMs. I'll let you guys all read every word of this conversation.
Let me read it.
Dude, by all means, okay? Read it. The last thing she says, your anger. So she was going into this whole scenario knowing that she's going to go, Lewis is an angry guy, and I'm going to pretend that this is this thing.
Well, can I just say something? You didn't prove her wrong on this fucking episode.
You got me going.
No.
I'm a close friend with you. I'm afraid of your energy.
People should. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a nice guy. In what world are we pretending that I'm a nice guy?
But you claim to be a nice guy. You help them. You're doing all this for all these people. I do roast
nice.
Battle.
Hold on, let me tell you something. I don't do it for thank yous. I'm not doing it to be nice. It's a fucking business, okay? A byproduct of my business.
But you lose money. You said yourself you lose money to give people opportunities for roast battle because it's good for comedy.
Joe, that's not true. I run businesses, and a byproduct of those businesses are I happen to do a lot of really good things like Skank Fest and Gas Digital for my comedian friends. Roast Battle specifically, I set it up in a way where I really enjoyed doing it. The benefit that I got out of it was enjoying doing it. It wasn't money. It wasn't this other big benefit where I was just going like, oh, I'm helping all my comedian friends. No, I liked it. It wasn't this big crazy thing. They reap more benefits from it than me. So that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Okay?
But you should...
I don't do anything selflessly. I run Gas Digital. It's a money-making endeavor. I run Skankfest. It's a money-making endeavor. But one of the pillars of my philosophy is that I don't fuck comics over.
Do we get paid for Skankfest?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you should.
Everyone gets paid for Skankfest. That's the point. There's no submission fee.
Can I tell you this?
What?
He took too long. You
no,
should.
No, I want to tell you this. This is real important. I'm gonna be at Stand Up Live in Phoenix.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
This Thursday, the 20th to the 22nd. This is actually one of my favorite clubs. Have you ever played there?
No.
You never played Phoenix?
No.
Really? They'd love you out in Phoenix. A lot of motherfuckers just like you out in Phoenix.
I don't know, dude.
No, they would like him in Phoenix.
Hold on, Bob. Dan, finish reading?
Wait.
Dan. Yeah. I want Dan's opinion.
Dan. Before you get into that, though.
Phoenix is great.
I'm seriously. StandUpLive.com, if you want to get tickets, you can go there. You want a middle for me there?
Sure.
Huh? No, I can't be. You're too aggressive.
You're bringing the other girl.
You're too aggressive. How great would it have if I brought her? No. Oh, my God.
What's she going to do after she runs out of material after 8 minutes? Start roast battling fucking audience members?
Huh? Anyways, yeah, StandUpLive.com. There you go. Go there.
Your live read style plug for your show. You make me sick. I know exactly what you're doing.
Well, listen, the thing is,
you gotta
Lewis.
Eat,
Lewis. Listen, when we, you know, it's a money making endeavor.
I gotta eat.
I mean, this is a money. I don't do this for fucking That's friendship.
True. Well, what do you do when you're hungry, though?
Huh?
What do you do when you're hungry?
When I'm hungry?
Yeah.
Lou, I go to blueapron.com.
Oh, no, do you?
Bobby, I swear to God. I love Blue Apron, too. You know why? Blue Apron, it's fresh. Maybe you should, do you ever read this?
Of course. By the way, I legitimately use Blue Apron.
They sponsor
a lot of my shows.
Yep.
Here's the deal. Let me explain to you about Blue Apron.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys like us.
Read that though, because my copy's way different
than
yours.
Can I be a guys like us?
You can be a guy like us.
Turn it over.
Let me explain to you something, okay? the deal with Blue Apron, it's a...
Can I just say one thing before you get into this? How much I fucking loathe Lauren right now.
Why?
For doing double-sided...
I had to. We were running out of ink. It was a last
double
minute decision.
Running out of ink? It's running out of paper when you do double-sided. Not ink. Dumb.
The printer did it on its own.
I mean, am I wrong?
I didn't even think about that. I was like, oh, but she had to get a rebuttal. But it made no sense.
No sense.
The printer was running on ink, so it...
Running on ink? That's what printers...
Running low?
Yeah, but running low is two pieces of paper still. It takes the same amount of ink...
No, it did it on its own. It flipped it on its own. Anyway, keep going.
Okay, so here's the deal, okay?
I love Blue Apron.
What Blue Apron does is it is a recipe delivery service, okay? Basically, you pick out your recipe...
Are we friends again?
We're friends again. You pick out your recipe. It shows up in a refrigerated box at your door. If you want to get some veg, if you want to hook up with a chick...
Whoa, wait a minute, dude. Wait, this is not Legion of Skanks.
Don't say that. They like that.
Buddy,
no. Blue Apron likes it.
Buddy, this is family.
Tell your friend.
No, we'll do the family one with the kid.
If you and your kids want to get some veg, I don't know.
No. It's weird. Give me the apron.
It's a little weird.
Listen, Blue Apron.
I'll
tell you why Blue Apron is good. For single comics or if you have a family, the food is amazing.
Yeah, well, it's fresh. They work with all local farmers. You know where your food's coming from.
Yes.
And they make it easy. I can't cook. Yeah. So what they do is they give you giant pictures like a child could read these.
Yes.
Everything is pre-measured out. You're not going to go buy a $12 jar of
paprika.
It's
affordable. It's $10 per person
less than
per meal.
Awesome.
Yeah, less. Okay? Yeah. And the food... Variety of new recipes each week. They never repeat a recipe within the year, okay? And flexible. You know how much you get it when you want it, based on your preferences. Blue Apron has several different delivery options to choose from. And there's no weekly commitment. So you get deliveries when you want them. That's the best. It's not like you get to sign up for 6 months.
Yeah, exactly.
And then if you don't like it, you're, oh, Jesus.
And so here's the best thing for me. When I have a date, I'm like, I got a chick coming over on Friday.
So
I'll get
weird,
a Blue Apron meal. Yeah. I look like the man or my kid.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
You know, because you got a wife, but let's say your wife's out of town doing something. You want Max to see
Where's that
you.
Whore? What's that whore doing? What is that whore doing?
She's out with some dudes.
No, what dude?
I'm taking Dawn out.
So she's out on the town. You don't want to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for Max because you're a dude, you're a dad. You don't really know how to cook like that.
Yeah.
So now you can make some sort of
crazy meal.
But
it's cooking with
meal.
Your kid, man.
It's unbelievable. It's a bond. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, Blue Apron's freshness is guaranteed. Promised every ingredient, every time is delivered ready to cook. All right? And they'll make it right if something happens. All right? Check it out. This week. And get your first three meals, not one, not two, three meals for free.
Meals.
With free shipping. Going to blueapron.com/dude. Use dude at the /dude. Blueapron.com/dude. You'll love how, I don't have my glasses. I can't read anymore. Is that weird that I can't see anymore?
You'll love how good it feels. How good it feels and tastes.
You can't fresh.
Good it feels.
Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
It really is. Blueapron.com/dude. Your first
Wait, can I
three meals are on me. Yeah.
Say the first upcoming meal?
Yeah.
spinach,
ooh,
fresh mozzarella
pizza. I love mozzarella.
With olives, bell peppers, yeah, and ragout.
That sounds
good.
Ragout.
All right, let's get back into this.
Right. By the way, that was, woo, an act. When me and Bobby did that before, there was a thing we did. April Fools. We just it's an act we do once in a while. Well,
no, it's not. Listen, this is, but this is why I, this is why I fucking care about you. Yeah. And this is why I get mad at you when you get angry and you start calling people twats and cunts and bitches.
I didn't use the word cunt. I've been very conscious about not using the C word.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because me and you, there's certain guys that just float through this business and they stay.
But yeah, I haven't worked hard at all.
Nothing ever happened.
No, it's not that you haven't worked hard. You've worked hard in conjunction with you being likable.
You're just your personality is different. That's all. You're a I love you.
Aggressive.
You're not. And I love it.
I think I got some issues here.
I got some issues too. With me?
Yes.
All right, ready, go.
I got some big issues.
Well, first of all, I've read three times in this feed you writing, you're showing my message to people behind my back.
No, that's why I'm doing it. Because she showed it behind, she showed this exact message to all the
roast
battlers.
So you're angry at her.
No, hold on, I'm not.
Showing messages, and now you've handed the phone to me, Bobby, and Dan.
I'm doing it on camera because she showed my messages to all the roast battlers to try to rally them against
me. But you can see how that's, you're mad at something, so you're doing the thing right back to the person.
I'm not legitimately mad at that. I'm doing that as,
okay, what's another thing? Go ahead.
Bobby, let me say this. I don't.
Get that finger out.
Oh my God, don't ever make that face ever again.
Go ahead.
Here's my, I don't actually give a shit that she showed people the messages. There's nothing to hide in these messages. That's why I'm showing you guys. I don't
but
really give a shit.
But making it clear that you are angry with her.
Joe, can I finish the fucking point that I'm making? It's that
great.
I thought we were having a private conversation between me and her.
Right.
When she made it apparent that we weren't having a private conversation and she was forwarding the messages to all the roast battlers and trying to rally people against me, we stopped having a private conversation. So that's why I feel justified in showing these to you guys right now.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So does that make sense?
Yeah. But she also asked several times to speak to you about it. And you kept being like, I'm not going
to
speak to you.
No, I don't want to speak to you because it has nothing to do with you. Why would I speak to you about who I'm booking for Roast Battle?
But what if she's, what if her concern is that, you know, Mike Feeney's a rapist or her mother's dying and needs to go to LA to visit her?
I don't care. I got to be honest with you. I have to be honest with you. I don't care what her concern was with why Mike Feeney shouldn't be the guy. All I saw was she's trying to take a person that got an opportunity out of it when it has nothing to do with her. It's not like Comedy Central gave us money or Jeff Ross gave me money to fly people out and make the decision.
No, because they'd have a hotel room if they did. Mm-hmm. Fucking cheap cunt. Guys are on a park bench in front of a comedy store.
Yeah. Just want to warm up by the roast.
Can we stay out front?
So,
can we hang in the belly room tonight?
And by the way, I did end up speaking to her eventually, okay? Mm-hmm. But I said, no, there's nothing to really talk about. I don't really understand what conversation we're going to have. There's an open micer saying, we need to talk about this thing that you put all of your time into. There hasn't been a single time where she's come to me in the past 2 years saying, hey, I want to help you with this and I want to, you know, assist you in making the show better. Yeah. She just reaps the benefits, just gets the TV credit because of it. And then when her friend doesn't get her way, now she wants to speak to me about who we're bringing out to LA. That's kind of crazy. So that's why I was like, no, I don't want to talk to you.
But what if it was, what if you did this? Playing devil's advocate now. This isn't because she's a friend of mine, all right? Because you're a friend of mine, too. I'm just playing devil's advocate. What if you called her and said, what's up? What do you want to talk about? After this?
Yeah.
And what'd she say?
She said, I'd love to speak to you, but you're just very, I could tell you're very angry. And I was like, well, no, I'm telling you just what's going on. I was like, what's your perspective here? I was like, what do you want me to do here?
Were you mad at her for even not questioning
really
you?
I hadn't quit the Roastmasters yet. My reaction to all this was I quit. I was like, all right, well, fuck this. I'm not going to work for you guys and let you reap the benefits of this thing that has very little payoff for me. It's just me liking it, right? So I didn't want to. That's why I said I'm going to fucking just remove myself from the scenario. Right. I got angry after I removed myself for her to go and, or I'm sorry, I got angry and removed myself after she called people telling her that I was aggressive with her on the phone.
Right.
Which I don't agree with.
If someone's, look at, you are an aggressive guy. But that's you.
Show me 1 minute where I've ever been aggressive in my life.
Play the last 20 minutes back of this. Listen.
The entire existence.
Yeah, you're
you. Like if the Big Bang just stayed a bang. It just didn't cool. I'll take that.
Wow. That sucked so bad.
I don't even want to give
you
this.
I don't know why I was why. Just
I don't even
that.
Know if I want
I'll
this.
I'll set it on fire. That was real.
If the Big Bang.
I don't know. I was trying to fucking pull it out of your guys' goddamn serious dick rubbing session.
Wow.
Oh, now you get. Why do you get aggressive with me, fuckface?
Because it's easier to. Because I'm not going to walk out on you.
Don't fucking change the subject. That joke was horrific.
That was a bad one. That might be my worst one.
Oh, my God. Truly. That was bad.
Don Rickles, top to three.
If you don't fuck it, did you time that? Do you know where that is? Did you do what I told you to do? No, she didn't.
That's the worst.
Yes, I did.
What time did we start?
Let me put this back on.
We started at 3:30 on the dot.
What time is it right now?
5 o'clock.
I love you. Listen, is it 5?
Yeah.
Shit, that went by quick.
No, we got another time. Hour.
Huh?
It's a 3-hour show we do. It's YKWD.
Yeah, listen. Trust me. I need more time on the clock after that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. You need like 10 more but my, in a row. Yeah. It's like a free throw. You got to hit 10 in a row. You got to go back.
This is your problem with you. This is why I get mad at you, okay? Because
we got to do 2 more hours if you're going to do this.
No, because when I say, and I told you this on the phone, that what's good for me is good. What's good for you is good. There's people that you don't like that I don't like that you like, and I'm like, whatever. I have to deal with that. There's people that I like. Which this person I like. What she did to you, I don't agree with. I think it was fucked up. You don't go behind somebody's back. It has nothing to do with anybody. It's your deal. You're paying for it. You're making the decisions. Now to go say somebody's being get off your phone, fuckface.
So I'm just making sure my fucking kid's alive, please.
Oh, please. I have a kid too. I can do the same fucking thing.
Me too.
Who's with you?
Should. You Why? Should.
What's wrong with your kid? Who's with your
He's
kid?
He's with a fucking babysitter
Is he in a
right
shark
now.
Tank? Are they visiting the polar bears?
He's with a babysitter. I just check my phone once in a while to make sure everything's
Listen.
All right.
I'm saying to you is this, is that you're trashing this, you're blowing it up. You're just fucking saying, fuck this. I get it, but I understand it, but what the fuck? Who gives a fuck, Lou? It's not affecting you at all. It really isn't. Well, when she's saying you're being aggressive, right? When you're going behind your back, telling people you're being
That's
aggressive.
Affecting me.
Did you call up Jeff? Did you call these people up?
No, I called up Brian. I called Mike. I spoke to everybody. Here's the funny
What
part.
Did they say?
All of
what
these
did they
people
say?
Are my friends. They go, yeah, we know who you are, dude. Don't worry.
Okay.
But hold on. That's not my point, though, okay? Robert, when people.
Robert? No, no, no. The other way. The other way.
Who the fuck is Robert?
You are. We all are.
Titty mouth.
What the fuck? Who the
You get out! Dude, by the way, this bandana barely fits around my
who
head.
Who the fuck? What?
Robert.
Oh my God.
It just came out. I really didn't even do it on purpose.
I don't even know why you're speaking out. I kind of liked it.
I almost died.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
I'm fucking fucked up now.
What I'm saying is, Lou, me and you.
Oh, yes.
Guys like
I remember
you,
now. I remember.
But I've done a lot of shit like you're doing, and I told you this on the phone. I said, I've done shit like this, and it's fucking affected me for years.
I haven't done. Here's the thing, Bobby. You legitimately did something wrong, and you admitted that.
I didn't.
You trashed the show. You trashed the show in an interview.
No, stop. I didn't. What I did was, is I just told the truth.
Tell the story so people have context.
Okay. I did Last Comic Standing. And the two hosts, the two guys that were doing it, I did this stuff. And then I went over to Cringe Humor at the time. And I talked to them. And, you know, I just was like, yeah, it was a fucking, I knew it was a scam. Mm-hmm. It was a produced show. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if you think you're going to Last Comic Standing and they're picking the funniest guys,
it's a
casting call.
Of course.
I had taken my camera along back when cameras first went, like the video first went on a camera. I had this little thin camera. And I videotaped the guy on my night, like who won, this black dude I never met. And I'm like, who are you? They were like, you know, whatever his name was. And I was like, I don't even know this fucking guy. How is he winning? And then they took me a video of me listening to the directions of what we were going to be doing. They were taping us. They took that and put it with a sound bed of dun dun when they were like, all right, the next comedian. And I'm like, looking like, oh, who is it? And I wasn't. I was like, I was smiling, videotaping. And I was like, I told that story and blah, blah, blah. And then somebody, I don't know what happened, but somebody had taken it like, these guys are fucking assholes and blah, this is bullshit. And it's all, they took what my experience, added me into the fucking thing, and then wrote some fucked up shit.
It was Cringe Humor. They made a blog about
right.
how
and they
how
And then the
scam.
Two guys who booked the Tonight Show read this, saw my name. It looked like I wrote it, and I didn't. I never said anything to them. I really was
they blacklisted you for like
that black guy on that show, Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Well, I showed up at the thing around 6 years later, whatever, and they were like, why would you do that? We really liked you. Why would you say those things? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I didn't even know about it. They were mad at me for like years, and they booked the Tonight Show, and I never said it.
But hold on, you did sort of trash
the show,
right?
But not them.
But I didn't do
personally.
That, right? Here's the thing: I didn't publicly on a public forum go on and trash a show or a producer, and then if I didn't get booked on something from that producer, I would go, oh, I kind of it makes sense. I get what happened there.
But
I was flying a roast battler out for the sake of flying him out.
I know.
And then these girls threw a hissy fit publicly, trashed me publicly, went behind all the other roast battlers, tried to get them against me publicly and behind my back. And then I said, all right, well, I'm removing myself from this show. This is kind of crazy. And then the girl is making up that I'm being aggressive with her to all these other people behind my back. And then at the end of it, after I talk about it and saying, hey, this was what was really happening, and her aggressive ploy didn't work, then it becomes now my fans are giving her threats. And then I say, well, show me these threats, please. Give me these threats. I promise you, Bobby, you know me, dude. If there's a single person threatening somebody that
I've
any
had
comic,
your fans threaten me, you never defended me.
That's not
me.
True.
I was just saying that to be funny. Okay.
Right. But if somebody, I don't give a fuck if it's a comic that I don't like, if it's somebody that I hate, if one of my fans are threatening them, they're fucking out. Period.
Your fans will say mean shit, but not threaten them.
They will not fucking. They're not a fan of mine for threatening people, period. Right. Okay. So the point is, I said, please send me any threat that you've gotten. I promise you I'll take care of it. I publicly posted that as well. The reason I did that.
Dan, what are you doing?
I'm listening to Lewis's enthralling
story.
Take
the handband off.
Bro, a bomb like that? I got to wear this one.
Okay.
But they.
I'll admit my mistakes.
She's continuously kind of keeping it going. And to be honest with you, it's like I'm literally just doing the correct move every time, which is like, okay, I'll publicly denounce that. I'll publicly say that that's not the way I want things to be. I legitimately don't want people to go and harass them and threaten them. I got out of it. Let them fucking, you know, let them go pick up the pieces. Do it yourself. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Oh, look, man, I know that you flip out and you snap, and I know that you're aggressive.
What
but
are the problems that you have with those sex messages exchanges?
I was just asking. What's that? I was just asking when she said she kept asking to talk to you, and you just kept refusing it. That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
And I eventually did talk to her, but I said to her, I was like, this is what I said. I was like, I have 2 minutes to talk right now. Can you talk for 2 minutes? She's like, Lewis, I deserve more than 2 minutes. And that was just, I literally started laughing out loud to myself. I was like, in what world does she think that she deserves more than 2 of my minutes in the world?
Well, but you've done the same shit to me.
No, I haven't.
But in her world, you understand.
You've done.
In her world, she thinks that she does. Not in your world, but in her world, she's like, why wouldn't you give me 2 minutes? So what? Wrong or you're wrong? Who the fuck's wrong? I mean, in your world, what the fuck are you? Who are you?
Yeah.
In her world, I'm me. Like, you, that's in fun. Your world, you think you deserve fucking everything.
Bro, we're all me's.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. I do. Like, by reading that, if I was having that exchange with you, I would feel like you were being aggressive, too. Because okay. You even say yourself you're an aggressive guy.
Yeah.
So she's not used to dealing with you. She is a woman who they're not as fucking... Rah, rah, yes. As men are typically anyways. So it might be coming off to her as angry. I don't think that she had this through line all the way through. I'm going to accuse Lewis of being angry. I think that she's actually having that exchange going, can we talk? And you're writing, no, I don't give
it,
a shit,
said,
I don't care.
Your anger frightens me.
Yeah, what I've said anger? That to you a lot. Hold on, and you said it should make you nervous.
It should make you nervous, because you're a man.
But
you should never cross me, because if this was you, I'd break your fucking fingers.
But you
okay, that's
what
the
are
difference.
You doing?
What a dainty
you
way to hurt someone.
Man, I would fucking snap his fingers
why
off his body.
Threatening
Lewis,
people?
Come honestly, here, give me your though. Fingers. 1, 2, 3. Oh, no, the bandana is coming off.
Lewis,
you're going to wind up hitting somebody and hurting somebody someday. You're going to regret it.
When's the last time I hit somebody, Bobby?
I'm telling you.
But here's the thing.
Over a decade.
You conjured.
But it doesn't matter. You're pumping yourself up with these people that don't matter and the things
horror.
That don't matter, that this right here might not happen to her, but the next motherfucker that crosses you is might get it, and then you're in trouble.
That's what happens when you cross a real ass dude.
When I met you, you were fucking shirtless going home to beat the fuck out of your roommate, and I was like, dude, don't. Because I've been there.
Spent the weekend in jail that weekend.
Yeah, and you didn't
shirtless.
Listen to me.
How
then.
Good did I look with my shirt on at that time?
You weren't. You were fat at that time.
No, I wasn't. I was shredded at that time.
See,
I remember
it's
that.
Different perspective.
Shredded.
I saw you fat.
No, you did
actually,
not see me fat. You Jesus fucking saw me shredded.
But I
dog.
Feel like you keep contradicting yourself, and I'm saying this as a fucking friend.
I want to hear this.
First, you're saying
Joe doesn't like you.
You're saying I'm fucking, you should be nervous. I'll fucking beat your ass. Bobby, I'll punch you. And then later you go, when's the last time I hit anybody? Everybody has this image of me. Of
hold
just
on. I'm kidding when I say, hold on. Before when I said, like, show me 1 minute of me being aggressive, that was a joke.
Well, that was a joke. Just, but you do all the
time.
No,
I don't hit people, though. Where am I hitting
people? Exactly. You do that. But then you also go, you should be afraid of me. Bobby, I'll punch you in the fucking face.
Hold on.
I'm leaving so I don't hurt
kidding.
You.
Hold on.
I'm leaving so I don't hurt you.
Joe, can I say this?
Yes.
I was kidding when I said I'll break your fingers. It was completely a joke.
Yeah, but you keep bringing up the jokes, but then seriously, you went, Bobby, I'm leaving, so I don't punch you in the face.
I was completely serious when I said I got up and left because I was getting Hold on. I was getting physically violent.
You said that.
So you're not naming something.
Why would you get that way? Why would you get that way with your friends?
But hold on, Bobby, let me say.
It's not a contradiction.
But then you also say, Bobby, when's the last time I hit anybody? When have I ever hit anybody?
Right, because I removed myself from the situation. What are you talking about?
But you're playing it up everyone has this image of me being dangerous and angry and fighting. You say this all the time. You go, everyone has this, but in reality, I never fight anybody. But you also want people to know that you are a dangerous person if you want to.
Can I rebut what you're saying?
Yes,
can I
finish? Of course.
So I am truly an angry person.
Yes. Okay?
I am genuinely, if somebody's going to try to fight me, willing to fight them. I'm not a guy that will back down from that.
Right.
Okay?
True.
I have not hit somebody in a decade. I got into a thing.
Eastville.
Me and Dave Smith at Eastville a few years ago, we got into a thing.
That was six.
But with Dave Smith?
No. Me and him versus three other people.
One of them was a gay man.
And one was a woman. Shut up. Don't stop. You're ruining my point, okay? The point is, though, it's not two different things. What are you talking about, Joe? Me saying I'm going to remove myself because I'm getting physically angry. Me and Bobby are yelling shut the fuck up at each other. And I get up in a moment of rage and say, fuck it, I'm leaving because I don't want this to go out of hand.
Right.
That's me literally controlling myself.
Not out of hand.
That's me controlling myself.
Right.
And it's not a contradiction because I haven't hit somebody in the past 10 years.
Okay. So that's what, but you see what I'm saying, in a way.
No, I don't think you're, if people think that I'm an angry, aggressive guy, that is an accurate assessment.
Okay.
The point that I made was I wasn't being aggressive with her. I wasn't being any more aggressive than I am in my everyday.
That's my point.
She's perceiving it that way because she's reading it, and you are an openly angry, aggressive person.
Yes.
So now you're pissed at her for perceiving you as angry and aggressive, but you're admittedly an aggressive.
No, I'm pissed at her because she's going around my back to people
that work above me in the industry.
That's legitimate.
Trying to paint this picture of me being aggressive with her.
But
that's the problem, Joe. If she would have said, hey, you know what? Your anger terrifies me. I don't want to talk to you anymore. We would have never spoken again. That's that. But now she's going behind my back and going to other people that
I work with. Which is frustrating.
So I don't give a... Here's at the end of the day, I just don't care. I will just come and talk about it openly and publicly and honestly, and I'll call them fucking dickheads because that's what dickheads do.
But you've also... I mean,
yeah, but you're about to fucking... Me and you get no... Because I don't say that she's a dickhead. I think she did a dickhead
coming
thing.
Coming off the heels of you telling me to shut the fuck up in kind of a alpha way.
Because, dude, you don't shut the fuck up sometimes.
Well,
and I'm trying to make a point for you, not against you.
If you go back and watch the tape, you'll see it bubbling up into a moment of anger.
Can we agree we all found Lewis's launch code? Just tell him to shut the fuck up and stand back.
And then disagree with somebody being a dickhead right afterwards.
Go, shut the fuck up! They're not a dickhead!
But you have to understand that there's people that you like that I think are dickheads. Right. That doesn't make them a dickhead. I'm
if
not.
They did a dickhead thing to you, dude. If they fucked with you, Robert Kelly, the guy who's fucking done more for me than almost anybody else in the world.
Yes.
Guess what? We'd be having a fucking serious conversation.
But we are having a serious conversation.
Let me
but
tell you something, dude. If there's somebody that's fucking with you and fucking with you, that's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Tell me, dude. They're probably out.
Dan.
Listen, bro.
I don't know.
Me in a corner.
She's not Dan to you. That's the point, dude.
She'll never be Dan to you. You're fucking dead to me, bro.
If it was my version, Robert.
Let's make that clear. I take this bandana to keep the show moving. That Big Bang thing, I knew it was going to fly. All right? I'm golden, all right?
If it was my version of this relationship that you have with this girl.
Yes.
And this person fucked with you like that and went behind your back and tried to paint this picture of you as being this aggressive dude who's coming at her and doing this
thing.
Buddy,
if I was a fucking asshole, I wouldn't bring it up on the show. If I wasn't having your back and agreeing with you, I wouldn't on the show.
Right.
I would not even talk about it. We'd still be debating Rickles, okay? The reason why I'm bringing it...
That was brutal.
But the reason why I'm bringing it up on the show is because I think that going behind people's backs and saying they're I understand where that's coming from.
Yeah.
Okay? I understand where that. And I also understand. Now, Joe makes a good point, which I didn't get because I'm more like you. I'm less like Joe. Okay? And I've been aggressive. I've flown off the handle because of the way I was brought up, the things that happened, the way we are now, which we try to control, but we can't. And I've made mistakes with people that I love. I've done it with Joe. And it breaks my heart.
Me too. You don't remember that? You made that mistake with me?
You did it with me today. And I'm hurt. That hurt my feelings.
Yeah, but that was a real tit for tat. He was saying you made him feel like
he was the tits.
But today he broke my heart. You broke my heart.
Why? Because he threatened to leave?
Yeah, he's going to leave the fucking show.
Can I just say that?
Can I just say
it was my soothing voice that got him to sit back down?
It was not. It was my I alpha mailed him back.
No, you didn't. That was the mistake.
I'll have this bottle
I'll
right
tell
now.
You who leaves the show. That AOL guy.
I bitched that cunt back to his chair. Listen.
I'm the AOL guy? This is before you were here.
Dan,
that was so great.
It's not even a bit.
Dan, when I said, what are you, a pussy? He went, I'll fucking sit down. No.
Yeah, I was really...
I should have done a Bugs Bunny. I should have said, don't leave. I'm leaving. Why don't you get out of here? I'm staying.
That stinks. You said baby, not pussy.
Yeah, what a good dude. You take it off my hands.
That's Bobby's revisionist history. Listen. Remember I called him a pussy? Nah, you said baby. Pussy.
No. Oh, I did, baby. Yeah.
Pussy would have been trouble.
Look, I say
your big watch is bugging the bejesus out of me.
Can you do more alliteration? I love it.
The bejesus bedazzled. Baby.
Let's wrap this up. What Joe said, though, I had to learn two things. I had to learn to control myself.
Stop eating.
I didn't learn that.
Yeah.
Okay. I had to learn two things. I had to learn how to control myself. I also had to learn that people's level of aggression is different. When I fucking, if I snap at you, we yell at each other, who gives a fuck? Well, dude, we move on. If I yell at him, it affects him way different.
I didn't yell at her.
But I know. But I'm just saying, you didn't yell at her. Let's take yelling out of it. But the aggression tone or whatever I take with him
is different. I use whatever fucking tone. I don't give a fuck.
But that thing right there, some
that's
people...
That's the problem.
But I'm just saying, dude, I don't give a fuck either. I'm not saying you have to. I'm just saying that different people would take that right there and be like, that's aggressive to me.
Then good. Here's the thing. This is what it should be known, right? I put myself in a position where I don't... These people don't do anything for me. I do something for them, right?
So, but only for your own benefit.
But to be honest with
not
you...
Not for their benefit.
I don't...
It's a business.
I get it, Joe. But it's
saying.
It's the truth. No, they reap the benefit of this, okay? They're not doing anything for me, okay? You're actually not even addressing what I'm saying. I'm doing something that for them. They get to do it. Whether it benefits me or not, it's fine. They don't do anything for me that benefits me. So it's not an accurate thing that you're saying, okay? I make sure I don't put people in that position where I need to suck up to them or talk to them like they are my superiors, okay? I am her superior, okay? I am above her in every capacity of the industry, every capacity of comedy. Nobody thinks this girl's as funny as I am. Nobody thinks she's as successful. Nobody thinks she has as much going on. I book things that she wants to get onto. So in every sense of the word, I'm above her in this. I don't really need to watch my tone with somebody that I'm above. Fucking beat it. You're not my friend. You don't do anything for me.
That's kind of... I hope the people that fucking mentored me, I'm so glad they didn't have that fucking attitude with me.
And I don't mentor her. I'm not mentoring her, dude.
So, I mentor Zach.
I mentor Mike Feeney. I mentor these guys. Yeah, but the reason I mentor them is because they have the right attitude.
No, it's not Louis. If she gets a half hour and then a sitcom 2 years from now, she's got a sitcom and a half hour and a Tonight Show.
Can she talk to you differently?
Can she fucking go, Louis, you fucking piece of
shit? Hold on. I didn't do that to her, Joe.
I'm not saying you did that. I'm not saying you did that.
Shut up. Let me say this.
I'm not saying you did that.
Joe, that's not what I did. You are, though.
No, I'm saying you're
when you make
point,
the whole Joe, stop.
Someone can't
let
talk
me,
to me because I'm better
speak.
Than
Joe,
them.
Let me fucking speak.
Don't
yes,
leave.
Go ahead.
Okay. That's not what, when you use the analogy and say, if she gets all this stuff, now she can say, all right, dickhead, I'm going to fucking speak to you this way. You're saying that's the way that I'm speaking.
By the way, everyone's agreeing with what I'm saying.
No, they're not.
You said it. Isn't that the way you read it?
Is that what I'm saying to her?
Isn't that how you guys read it?
Yeah, you said that you're ahead
I'm
of her
superior,
in the business.
So I can say whatever.
No. When somebody wants something from me and is a dickhead to me, right? And I'm above them, and they can do nothing for me. I will treat them as such, okay? I don't talk to every...
Okay, you were leaving the first part out about her fucking you over. You were just saying,
We're talking about a person who's fucked me over. Do I talk to young comics like assholes, or do I help young comics out? This is my point, Joe. You know me. So why are you just trying to play devil's advocate right now?
I'm not trying to play devil's advocate.
Just for the sake of playing devil's advocate. You know I don't talk to comics that way. So what are you talking about?
But you're saying that like...
I'm saying with a person who's acting like an asshole toward me, I will
let
not...
Let Joe
but
fucking say what he's
why
saying.
Why can't she just be... I mean, she's acting like an asshole.
She's acting like an asshole to me. So that's why I'm
saying. Why does it matter if you're more successful or less successful? That's why I'm saying.
Okay.
If it was reverse, would you go, oh shit, I'm sorry.
If I wanted something for her, yes. If I wanted something from her, 100%. That's the point I'm making, right?
Oh, I see.
Because if there's somebody above me in the industry and I really want something from them, I'm going to have to, I'm going to use kids' gloves. I'm going to have to go, you know what? I have to really watch what I say to them because they can do something for me and I want something from them. in reality, I don't really want any much from people in the industry.
Can I ask you a question? Made it more clear by saying that.
But can I say
before it just sounded to me like you were like, I think I'm doing better in the business, so I don't give a fuck.
No,
about
but
her.
That's not what I do. I actually, literally 3 days ago, this was a girl that I was super sweet to. This is a person that I've been trying to help out and do whatever I can do. She was on Skankfest last year. In every world, all of these girls reap the benefits of the opportunities that me and my friends are creating. Yeah. So I'm nothing but nice to these people. But if you cross me and you treat me like a fucking asshole, I'm going to treat you like an asshole back. And if you can do nothing for me and you're that much far below me in the industry, in what world would you think you wouldn't, in what world would you think that I wouldn't talk to you like an asshole? If I'm being treated like an asshole by somebody, I'm going to treat them like an asshole back. And typically, even if it's somebody above me in the industry and they talk to me like an asshole, I'll burn that fucking bridge. Yeah. So why would I feel that way?
You almost burned this bridge.
Yeah, you're goddamn right I did. I mean, Bobby just told each other, shut the fuck up and scream at each other. I really don't, there's no part of me that's going like, oh, well, I'm going to think about what I'm saying to this person because this, fuck that.
Well, Bobby's not doing that much better than you.
She's an asshole, and I told her, by the way, she's an asshole, and I didn't even tell her she was being an asshole.
Wait a minute.
I didn't even call her a dickhead. I didn't call her names. You guys saw the text messages. Yeah. I've been calling her names.
Hey, you, when you were so mad and aggressive and so tough, when you had to put your shoulder bag on, like a purse, you fucking...
I'm leaving.
You queen. He just went like this, and he went like this. Oh, you fucking asshole. Listen.
Yeah, I'm not... Like I said, it gets me upset because you guys know more than anybody else the way that I treat young comics and the people that I work with. You know, I mean, literally... You know, the entire festival we built is based off of the whole idea.
Let's talk about that for a second.
The idea
Skankfest,
from...
Skankfest, which I am a fan of.
SkankfestNYC.com.
It's all sold out.
All sold out.
But you can still...
There's like 20 tickets.
Okay, so here's the deal. Skankfest, which is probably the only true festival in New York City.
Yeah.
I mean, comedy festival. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about a grassroots...
Built
Creek
it.
In the Cave, comics... making this from the ground up.
I mean, Lewis was standing in my kitchen and he goes, I'm going to create a comedy festival. And I was like, sure thing, buddy. And then he's like, no, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And he did it.
So Skankfest is, if you go to tickets, what's the name of it?
SkankfestNYC.com.
SkankfestNYC. I did it last year. It was fucking an amazing hang festival. The fans are fucking, dude. I mean, amazing.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how fun it was.
I'm excited.
How great it was. And hanging out front, in the back, it's really going to... It's an insane... And this year's it's bigger, correct?
Yeah, this year's going to be... Literally, it's three times the amount of tickets that have been sold already.
Yeah. I mean, I got an afternoon show. I'm YKWD. But whatever. Afternoon on Sunday. But listen, the thing is...
We got a huge loft space that we're working with in conjunction with the Creek in the Cave as well.
The sun's going to be out when I'm fucking on stage. But the whole fucking thing...
I'll tell you right now, man. Oh, it came from...
I wish we did this on Skankfest. Remember we fought? Oh, that'd be great.
Can we let him talk before he fucking kicks somebody's chest in?
So...
When's the last time he kicked someone's chest?
Yeah. Shut the fuck up, Lewis. She's not a cocksucker.
No.
He's hurt. He's actually hurt.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Lewis is literally hurt. That might be a broken tailbone.
Are you all right, dude?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's the best. That's the best.
Lewis, that's called fucking karma. That's from Christy, you cocksucker.
Oh, man. I kind of hope your tailbone's broken.
Do you know how happy... Listen, do you know how happy the people you're talking about are right now?
Dude, I hope she hired a fucking voodoo priest.
Submission fees. We're going to invite a lot of young comics. We're going to pay absolutely everybody involved. And it's a very positive thing overall for comedy. And No, I'm not just doing it for comics. This is a business. I'm going to fucking make money off it. I'm going to make a killing.
You're making a lot of money?
And we're proving that you don't need to take money from comics. You can pay every single comic. We have 80 comics in the festival. Everybody's fucking being paid. We are doing this literally out of a small space in the Creek in the Cave. So anybody who's charging you submission fees, anybody who's not paying comics for their comedy festivals, they're doing it wrong. Because we're proving three fucking potheads can create this and make this work.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, look, some festivals, like Just for Laughs, there's actually management and agencies and, you know, networks up there that are up there watching shows and looking for talent and trying to, you know, do that stuff. So there is a payoff on that. And they do pay you money to do those festivals at a certain point.
I mean, some festivals are really good, but and I'm talking about a lot of the bullshit
ones. But this
ones.
Festival, I mean, when you asked me to do it last
year. It's a party.
When you asked me to do it last year, I was like, fuck, this is going to be. And I went and it was, fuck, look, the fans are the best. They're the best.
Well, that's
because
also
they're
the
a combination
other-
of everybody's fans.
Yep, it's like the Opie and Anthony, the Stern, Joe Rogan.
YKWD.
Like, it's like,
YKWD.
Tuesdays with Stories, certainly.
Well, bonfire.
no, it is.
What if you had a bonfire? An actual bonfire?
What I'm doing, we're getting an inflatable hot tub for the back of the creek.
That's a different thing, but okay.
Way better. So here's the thing, right?
No sugar, no grains. Maybe I'll get in that tub.
Oh, I love it.
Maybe I'll fucking.
Do you have a deflatable thing?
You know what, dude? I'm trying.
Lewis,
I'm gonna get my belly button fixed by then.
The big differentiator for the festival, it really is a party. Everyone's together. It's noon till 2 a.m. Every single night. You're partying. It's not like it's spread across 10 different comedy clubs. Everybody's in one space in Long Island City. It really feels.
I'm fucking bringing bats. We're gonna smoke cigars.
So much fun.
I know. I'm hanging all night.
Will a couple of dickheads be there?
I wonder.
You know me. We're going to wrap up now because it was a great show and it was a passionate show and I love these shows. And listen, I just say for you, because you're like me, the reason why we fight, the reason why we, and I've come to this conclusion, is that we're very similar, Lou.
Yeah.
Me and you are very similar. That's why we butt heads. We've always butted heads from the beginning.
Yeah. It happens. You're sweet guys. They're dumb.
We should beat the shit out of him.
We just fucked him up right now.
How about if we just fucked?
We just did a two.
Well, good luck, because he's got a shield of likability around him, a.k.a. his buddy Dan.
Do it again, and I will fucking watch you fall and laugh.
So, Lou, what I'm saying to you,
Louis's
it's fucking something.
Robert,
I try to get you to fucking pull back sometimes before you go swinging at people's
heads. Out as well.
But I agree with you. You shouldn't go behind comics' backs. I'm also friends with that person. I think it's wrong. And if I ever talk with her, there's always two sides to a story.
And if we ever talk.
Well, I think, we're going to talk. Of course she's going to talk to me. And, you know, look, man, I love you. And you're in the same boat as me. But, you know, you got to watch out sometimes.
That boat is sinking.
That's fucked up. I just don't want to see you fucking get fucked up because of your person that I've been there.
Right.
Leads me to my point. You should start thinking about embracing the fact that you are helping a lot of people in the community and enjoy it for that and not just go, I'm running a business, dude, and I don't care. That helps somebody.
Yeah, you should take some of that.
Yeah, you're helping. You help me. You help my podcast.
I'm not in
thank yous. The fucking appreciation that you are helping
just feel
somebody.
Good about
We're
it.
Doing a benefit tonight. I don't want thank yous, but it feels good to help.
When I start thinking about that.
Feel good. You're not so fucking angry.
Joe, listen to me.
You're not listening to me.
When I started
thinking. I'm leaving.
When I started thinking.
No, not yet.
You pussy, sit down.
I need some social
When I started
media,
thinking about what I was doing for these people with Roast Battle or Roastmasters, it actually made me really sad and it made me quit. So I'm telling you right now, that's what I started going like, fuck, dude. I was like, these guys are all reaping the benefits and nobody's publicly coming out and saying, fuck these girls. Nobody's saying, oh, Lewis is the fucking man. I'm getting 100 private messages from people going like, hey, dude, you're right. We all know this. But it's just kind of these people dragging my name through the mud. And I was like, well, why am I doing it? Why am I helping people out if there's no upside? So Joe, you're right that I should appreciate it. But when I appreciate it and I do it for that reason, I kind of get bit in the ass. So what I would rather do, because I'm very motivated by money and success, is I'd rather be successful, make a lot of money, and a byproduct of those things be helping my friends out and you know, being able to create great comedy.
Can I say one thing?
But take time to understand that you are helping and people are appreciating.
And I'm going to tell you this right now, and this is an amazing fact.
I can't tell you. Being appreciated.
These new Sennheisers that they sent me, the PXC 550s, holy shit. 30 hours. Bluetooth life, 30 hours.
Really?
Swipe. They have the outside. You can hear inside, outside, and they plug right in with the microphone. These are the best headphones I ever got. Don't even feel like some of these headphones get you hot. Not these Sennheisers. PXC.
They don't hurt my ears
550.
Either. Most headphones hurt my ears.
Yeah. They don't.
These ones don't, I'm saying.
No, these don't. These wouldn't hurt your ears at all.
These are hurting our ears, Joe. He's saying these are
all
terrible.
They don't know which ones I'm wearing, you fucking idiot.
I know. I'm saying these ones I'm wearing. Yeah, the Sennheisers you're
wearing. These ones are buzzing. I think being electrocuted by this pair of headphones. Mm-hmm. Not good.
You fell on them.
All right.
Yeah, not Audio-Technica, not good.
Can I make one more point?
Yes. Can I make one more point? This is your plugs or your points?
My point.
Plugs then.
This is heated and you're involved in it, so it feels like your name's being dragged for the mud, but from an outside perspective, I haven't heard.
I know. I know.
Nobody's. This is nobody's
trying.
Going.
It's the intent.
They're trying. Okay.
They're trying.
I've never heard. I've never heard one thing either. Just from you.
No, I know because everyone knows. Everyone. These idiots are going to people, and all those people roll their eyes and send me the text messages that they send them. Nobody likes them. They're hated by other women. They're hated by other comics. They're disliked people. They're phonies.
So your name's not really being dragged.
No,
they're trying.
They're trying.
Which is frustrating. Okay, but you're fine.
That's fine. The reason I'm talking about it and getting aggressive about it on a podcast and being so openly and calling them dumb fucking idiots is because I don't really care if they're trying to drag my name through the mug. They just made a mug. Through the mugs.
Your shit's mug proof, dog.
They've made an enemy out of me now, and that's fine. We don't have to acknowledge each other.
When you make an enemy out of a cobra, you get bit with some venom.
I like the gun point that you made earlier.
Yeah, I know you do.
Fucking shittiest. When someone's holding a gun on you,
if you think about
it, take it. Then
society is the gun, and she's like, "It is.
It's totally the gun."
20 minutes later, I have this point, and I'm going to keep talking until I blah blah blah. Blah.
Who do you like better, Dave Smith or Robert Kelly?
Bobby Kelly.
Wow.
I was
going
to her.
I was thinking.
I was talking to him.
You go, he's my best friend.
Lewis likes me better.
If Bobby was like, Lewis is a piece of shit, and then Lewis was, and Dave, I mean, if Bobby was like, Dave's a piece of shit, I don't want you ever talking to him again. And then Dave was like, Bobby's a scumbag. I don't want you talking. Who would you?
He's looking at Lewis. He's not looking at me.
What would I do? What would I do in that case?
You?
No, well, I wouldn't. My friends wouldn't tell. We're men, you know. I'm obviously.
I tell Dave he's a piece of shit.
I would never tell
I'd
you.
I'd start a fucking
Bobby,
rally.
I would never tell you not to be friends with this girl. I'm obviously being like bombastic and big about this.
I'm Mr. Boombastic. Very fantastic.
Bobby, you cannot be friends with this phony bitch.
Don't even go down there.
She's not that cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let him do the. Let him do it.
Let's just throw that bandana over there.
Can you put this in your mouth? And clean that dead tooth. Let me smell that thing.
Smell it.
Give it to Dan.
Smell it.
Smell it.
I have a weak sense of smell.
Yeah, because your nose is closed off.
Dude, with that fucking shovel nose?
No.
It's bad.
Oh, my God. Let me smell. I'll be honest with you.
Shut up.
Sick of it. Every fucking time. Joe.
Oh, my God. It's not so bad.
It's not bad.
That's
fucking
bad.
Lying assholes.
I like it.
Oh,
that's bad.
No, it's not. It's not.
Smell it again.
The other one. Take the other one.
It's a little
that's
at the end.
That's not as bad. As
no, that other one. That one was rotten for days.
Smell that one.
This has mold in it.
There's like see. That one's rotten.
That's kind of aired out a little bit.
No, this is not smell bad. I'm telling you. I guess. Yo, new Scopo.
That's actually movie Scopo, not new Scopo.
Yeah. Smells nothing.
Smell nothing.
Fucking okay. Assholes.
I smell it.
They're whole dramatic. Yeah, Bobby, you didn't do it so well on stage every time in your act as well, I'd believe it.
Here, take that.
Why is it
put
wet?
Put that right around there. There you go.
He just handed it over to me.
Hey, guys, 1 hour ago, we got tweets that said the volume is too low and turn up the volume.
We took care of it.
Okay.
What happened?
1 hour ago.
An hour ago, we got a tweet that said, wow, Dan's Big Bang joke was hilarious.
We're out of here. Fuck this fucking thing.
I feel bad for Joe to have to sit in a room of hacks like that. That's weird.
More voices from Dan. That's a good tweet.
Yeah.
Let Lewis leave.
Spoke to Tina, got a concept down. Ugh.
Anyways, I'll be at comedianjoelist.com, and I got some big dates coming up. Comedy Castle, Detroit, in May.
Good club. Mark Ridley.
Yes.
Nice guy.
Comedianjoelist.com.
Never had me back.
Tuesdays with Stories. Check it out.
Great show. And the podcast we did last week.
That'll
live.
Be on the Patreon.
Patreon. Are you on Patreon now?
We've been on Patreon for quite some time.
Great. What do you got?
We don't make any money on it. We're stupid.
What do you got besides Billions Sunday nights?
10 p.m. on Showtime.
Whew. My favorite show on TV. My favorite show. That and The Killing I've started watching.
Okay. Ooh. Karen Digital did a new website for me, dansoder.com. I'm going to be...
Expensive?
No. Very affordable. Did Joe's website as well.
It's great. He's great.
I will be at... I'll be at Moon Tower Comedy Festival doing live bonfire and some shows. And then I'll be in Calgary, Alberta, Canada at the Laugh Shop at the end of the month. And then at the beginning of May, first weekend, I'll be at Stress Factory, New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Awesome.
With Gary Veeder.
Yeah, bro. What do you get besides that? Legion of Skanks, Comedy 101, stand-up shows, Austin, Texas. I'm coming fucking at you. I'm going to put my dick in you. Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to act like you don't like it, but I'm going to put it back in. You're like, all right, I like it. Then Houston, Texas, on the 23rd of April, Death Squad show, secret show, myself, Brian Redband, a bunch of other people. Also I'll be in Los Angeles, May 22nd through 27th. So if you guys are out in L.A., look out for me. I got a bunch of shows, Comedy Underground, Comedy Store, The Dime. That's my buddy Adam Hunter show as well. Also check out my other podcast.
I like Adam Hunter's roast thing.
He's so fucking funny. He's the man, dude. He's a really funny fucking dude, and his MMA roasted thing is great.
Really funny.
So funny, dude. He was like, the only,
I can't find it. I haven't
the
seen
only,
it.
The only person who could lose a pound, the only other fighter who could lose a pound, because he's talking about DC losing a pound during tailgate. Mm-hmm. He's like, the only fighter that could lose a pound that fast is Jon Jones when the cops are chasing him.
That's funny.
It's a fucking great tweet.
But I wish you didn't stumble through it.
Yeah. So I got three podcasts, Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, and the brand new Believe You Me podcast with myself and UFC middleweight champion Michael Bisping.
Oh, okay.
Available on the Gas Digital Network,
So it's not on Sirius anymore?
We do it on SiriusXM, but there are only 2 months left. I re-signed my contract for 2 months, so if they don't give me the money that I'm looking for, we're quitting together. That's Real Ass Dude move. Michael Bisping said, if I go, he fucking goes. He told SiriusXM that.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
That's
what awesome.
That's a Real Ass Dude.
There you go, Reddit. You heard?
Oh, that's going to go off.
Yeah, I know.
What
know.
Is it?
I wanted to. That was for the Reddit.
Oh, it was
supposed
to be
what Opie wouldn't.
No. Oh, what? Oh, no.
What was it? Oh, what'd you say?
I said Michael Bisping did what Opie wouldn't.
What's that?
Leave his radio show.
For his partner?
For his partner.
I'll do that for the Bonfire. Mondays and Wednesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, SiriusXM 95.
That's great.
Thank you.
I got some stuff, too. I'm not going to Moon Tower with you guys, which would be fun. I wish I could do that.
Moon Tower.
All right. Where am I?
You are at the Acme Comedy Company.
I've been trying to work this club for years, and it's the best club in the country, correct? Guys?
Yes. Fucking
guys.
It really is.
I was right with you during your plugs. Looking
great.
Right at your fucking faces.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sending a W-9 from a guy whose kid is dying so we can get him some money from your show. Thank you. I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, I gave money too. So give
I
me
said
five,
thank you.
Give me a
I'm
couple
talking
minutes.
To you, you fuck.
Give me a minute.
Him.
Give
Thank
me a minute.
You for doing that.
Give me a minute.
I'm listening. I'm
no,
listening
I need
and
your
I'm
eyes.
Forwarding an email.
Is she gone? Then give
no,
me a second.
She's fucking making a comeback.
Then we have time.
Comeback.
Look at me.
Hey.
She's making a comeback?
Yes.
Is she really?
We got great news. They're in Mexico. Our country stinks.
Are they in Mexico? She's making a comeback.
They went to Mexico. She got her hearing back. It's like a whole thing.
Aww.
Really?
So
yeah,
happy.
Just ready now.
Gomez, cut off your phone.
You're going to love Acme.
I'm going to Acme Comedy.
April 28th, 29th.
I've been trying to go to this club for years.
It's great.
Best club in this country, they
it's
say.
Fucking yes.
Nick DiPaolo says it's the best club in the country.
I love it, dude.
I do, too.
You know another club that they just booked me at? Stand Up Live Phoenix Comedy Club.
That's a great one, too.
I love that club.
I've never been.
Oh, it's so packed. They pack it out. It's beautiful. The hotel's awesome. 420. I'm there, what, 420, huh?
Yeah, bro.
The 20th to the 22nd. StandUpLive.com for tickets. StandUpLive.com for tickets. The 20th to the 22nd, I am there headlining. I'm very excited to go there. That just popped up. And I'm also going to be at Harris, New Orleans with Nick DiPaolo, which I'm excited. That's going to be a great. It's a one-nighter. Me and DiPaolo, I can't wait. I do a bunch of casinos with him. I've done it before. What a fucking fun night.
Yeah.
We flip-flop. He goes first, I go first. Whichever. It doesn't matter. We both kill, and it's awesome. And then Uncle Vinny's May 19th in Point
Jersey
Pleasant.
Shore.
I'm at the Jersey Shore.
I'm coming with you. We're going out.
What are we going to do? Get disco fries, you fucking whore?
We're going to Jake.
Listen. Get off your phone, Lewis.
Dog,
shut the fuck up. We can leave now. I don't give a fuck if you're walking. Put your purse on now and leave, you fucking temperamental cunt. Did you write that down? That's a good name for the show.
Temperamental cunt.
you guys, I mean, this is a crazy. This is a fucking crazy show.
The name's got to be They're Not Dickheads.
It's good to come back for Thanksgiving dinner and have everyone
Oh,
fight.
Guys, I might have a party this Sunday if you want to come.
Woo, girl. I'll be gone.
I can't.
Patriots Day. 50th anniversary.
What else
Survivor.
We have?
If you want to be a guest in the studio, please email me at ykwdproducer@ridecast.com. Also, we want some new artwork for...
You're being aggressive.
You're making me very uncomfortable. Artwork, please mail to 117 McDougal Street, New York, New York, 10012. Attention, Robert Kelly. And also, we are looking for new artwork for our new merch. So
no, not for the merch. We're looking for artwork from fans. I have a bunch of new things that I had a designer make, but nothing's clicking for the YKWD.
I got a couple guys, dog. I need really good guys.
Here's a new hoodie we got, but I'm looking for a new, I want a new design for the YKWD logo. And I just, I don't know what, I had a couple things and I'm like, it's just not clicking.
Yeah. You'll know when it's the right one.
Yeah, it's weird. It's hard.
You look at it, you fucking know.
Send it in. Where do they send it?
YKWDproducer@riotcast.com.
What else do we got?
Follow us. Become a premium member, $1.99 per month. iOS and Android devices. Download the Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude app.
Yeah, download it right now. Premium. Wow. We're putting up. A bunch of. I have a bunch of one-on-ones, two one-on-ones, and I'm still waiting for Noam on that. The Creeps with Kids show that we did.
Yeah,
that's gonna go up.
Laughable.
Also very.
Laughable.com, which is. I mean, if you listen to podcasts, comedy podcasts, you have to download Laughable.com. It's amazing because it's good because this show they'll have you. Lewis, Dan, but they'll hit your face and it will show all your podcasts will pop up. Every show you've been on will come up. So I can go to any show you've been on, all your 19 podcasts that you have. I can go to Dan and he's...
The ones that you guest on, everything.
Everything.
They do actually, something that iTunes probably is fucking stupid for not doing, which is just
it's
making
amazing.
It easy for... podcast fans to find podcasters right. easily and make it easy for you to get your message out. They're a great
yes,
app.
Yes, the unbelievable app. And of course, we have the Chip Chipperson
yes,
podcast. Number one on iTunes today.
Oh, great.
We're talking around, I mean, I think almost 40,000 downloads the first day.
That's amazing.
So it's crazy. And it's every.
It's funny, too. I listen to it.
It's 22 minutes of the funniest shit ever. He's just a fucking.
Podcast is spelled wrong.
But, anyways, yeah, I know. Pot of the Cast.
Pot of the Cast.
That's his name. The Chip Chipperson Pot of the Cast.
I'm familiar.
So go download that. Download
Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude.
Keeping Mackie.
Yeah,
Phil, Sam, and Joe Mackey's new podcast, Riotcast. And make sure you go down Strictly Anonymous, Kathy Kane, and of course, man, please go download the new Talking Funny with Christy Cello.
She's
one of the hits.
Really good.
One of the hits on the network.
One of my favorite shows on the network, actually.
We love it.
I'd be honest, get rid of DePaulo, get rid of Voss and Bonnie, get rid of...
Smell that. Tell me if that smells.
What?
Just tell me if that smells.
Behind your ear? Fuck you, dude. Gross.
Is it bad?
Ew, yes.
Just try. I smelled your mic cover.
It was okay. You guys made it up.
But I took the risk.
I'm glad that everyone got to see the phoniness that they have every time.
It took a risk.
I'm not phony.
Just try it.
It's disgusting.
I took a little risk.
Take a look.
You're doing it on my nose.
I will not.
I swear to you, I would not do that.
Bobby.
If you don't rub it on my nose, or my lip, you're not funny.
I swear to God, I won't. All right, we get the fuck out of here. Guys, thanks for coming on. The regulars are on. The YKWD. Do we have anything else? That's it, right?
See us at Skankfest.
Skankfest. We'll be at Skankfest in the afternoon during the daylight. In the heat.
Where are you going to put us?
Yeah, what the fuck,
Lou? Are we going to be under something?
How the fuck do you... Oh, where is he?
Get off your... No.
Get off the fucking thing.
Answer questions.
It's not fun when he doesn't flinch.
A razor blade at my face. I want it to be pointed out, it's a real razor blade that he threw at me.
No, it's not.
It's a blade.
No, it's not. It's a fucking iPad stand, you ape.
Oh.
All right, goodbye.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.